Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Oh, now I see you.
Now I see. Oh, he didn't want to show off the weeb pants.
What?
That's why the camera wasn't on the weeb pants.
Oh, you.
Dude, I remember the first time I saw you in those. You were whipping on your electric scooter so fast.
Welcome to The Bracket, episode 154. Today, we are debating what the best fictional universe would be to live in. Got some fewer people here today. We have Nick, though, Danny Conrad joining us from Chicago, Tommy here, mm-hmm. Me and Clemmer will be joining shortly. But before we get to any of that, let's talk about Game Time. Did you know that you could get tickets to The Killers in the Coliseum in Vegas? Somebody told me. $276 all in. It is the super deal of this concert. Unbelievable. The Killers. Can you imagine going to a Killers concert?
Hometown show in Vegas.
Mm-hmm. And do you say Vegas like Smitty does?
I don't think so. Vegas.
I say Vegas.
Vegas. Vegas. Yeah. But basketball season is here, and we can't wait to get out to some games with the help of Game Time, the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports. There's no feeling like seeing your favorite player drain a three live, and Game Time can help. You know how much we love Game Time with their brand new Game Time Picks feature. They're making it easier than ever to get to a game. Game Time Picks filters out all the fluff to show you only the incredible deals on seats, so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets for an NBA, college basketball, or a college basketball game near you. I was looking for tickets for the Killers, which are not a basketball game, and again, found them for super cheap. Just pull up at an event and turn on the Game Time Picks setting at the top of the screen and browse the latest Game Time Picks near you to on the Game Time app homepage. So what are you waiting for? Going to go buy those Killers tickets now on the Game Time Picks setting on the Game Time app. So take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET for $20 off. Download the Game Time app today. What time is it? Game Time.
Game Time.
Game Time. That's right.
Is this isn't a new Amsterdam's Buzzard show, is it?
No.
Okay, because Danny and I are going to fucking sip.
Yeah, do
it's
some sipping, boys.
Baby.
I'm thankful for you.
You know what? I have to go get my charger for my laptop anyway. Let's see if I can. I think there's.
Yeah, there were.
On top of the fridge?
There were a couple high noons somewhere. I was.
I guess the fridge.
There's two high noons I've been drinking that are on the bar. I was making a video with them, and there should be a. I did drink out of one of them. But so in the meantime, I guess we'll talk. Let's just talk in the meantime.
We have six pallets of them in our walk-in freezer past our state-of-the-art kitchen.
Yeah, we...
you have two.
We have two pre-opened ones I was using to tape a Black Friday video for. So, I mean, who's to say what's the better setup?
You're right.
We're doing free talk, right?
Yeah.
Cool. How are you guys?
No theme. I'm solid, man. How are you?
Good. Getting ready for Turkey Day?
Good. Yeah, man. Cool.
And your Scottsdale event went well at Barstool Scottsdale?
Yeah, it went well. Video coming out soon, maybe in a week, couple weeks. How are things with you, Danny?
Danny used to have cancer.
I know.
So things are better.
When Tommy was here last week, he had heard about it, and he was like, how did you know? Because I think I had
it. Oh, because Tommy. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Well,
Tommy.
I was saying it must, because he was like, yeah, I've been tired all the time. I was like, I've been tired too. I said, it must suck for Danny.
Wait, Tommy came up to me, and he was like, do you get tired? And I'm like, yeah. And Tommy goes, oh, thank God.
It was right after I talked to Danny. And I was like,
that's why you did that to
Yes,
me.
It must be so hard for Danny to like have this incredibly awful experience. And then when he opens up about it with someone, they just like diagnose themselves with it immediately. Like, oh,
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, I think I have it too.
Yeah, I think
mine's
I
probably
have
worse.
It too. Yeah, I think I have it. Well, you're alive, so I think I actually have it worse.
I'm starting to get really tight around midnight.
Yeah. after waking up at 6, it's not right.
Yeah.
I'm going to diagnose you. You don't have it. You live, Tommy.
I'm going to get blood tests. I literally, right now, I sat down, I feel tired.
Maybe you're tired.
I could that be could tired.
Be you know what was a big sign, to be honest? If you're like I would walk up the stairs quick and I would like black out for three Mississippi, get very dizzy. It's
I like, do feel like right now my head is spinning.
Oh no. But Tommy, also are you sexually active?
Yeah.
Could be the doozy.
Ooh.
What do you mean?
It could be the big one.
Yeah.
That's exhaustion is another sign of yeah.
No, honestly, seriously.
No. I would like magic Google? Beat AIDS.
Well, he still has it. Yeah, you could live like him. You could have it.
Magic has a great life.
Live a normal life. Yeah.
Would you want Magic's life?
Like right now?
No, if you could be reborn as baby Magic Johnson.
No, I like my life.
Oh. You like your life more than Magic Johnson's?
Kind of.
Magic Johnson doesn't have his own dating show at Barstool.
I don't want to have to fucking play basketball all the time.
Yeah, that would suck.
Yeah, all the time.
It's not the age.
Everybody's
for you.
Like, everybody wants to be an athlete. That would suck.
Oh my god! And
so
I would be.
Bad.
I would cry so much if
it
I got
would
hurt.
I'd be sore.
I would say the Steelers Browns game last week, and that snow.
So
if
cold.
I got tackled in that snow on that frozen tundra, I would have been bawling my eyes out.
Mm-hmm.
I would have faked an injury so fast.
Waking up early is bad enough. Then you start getting into physical contact.
Yeah, then you got to eat healthy. Kendrick, you'll be pleased to know that
nightmare.
We've just been doing free talk, so
no,
you don't have to cut anything.
I'm assuming no slurs, question mark?
Well,
nothing. Fun ones. Fun
yeah,
ones.
Fun ones.
Oh, okay.
Only the good ones. Okay, so first matchup of the day, which fictional universe would you want to live in more? First option is number 12 seed. This is weirdly submitted a lot. I don't think it would be particularly great, specifically because of the other... one thing that lives there, Whoville from How the Grinch Stole Christmas, that little whimsical town with all the people with the weird
on, you're on a snowflake too.
You are
true.
Yeah. The mayor's piece is pretty good looking.
Oh yeah.
I believe.
She's one of my first crushes.
Martha yes. May Huvier.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Kath, what's her name? Kath, I forget the actress's name. Shit.
I think she's also plays someone's mom in The Big Bang Theory.
That would make sense. She's in like what do you call it? Mamma Mia, a few other movies. But she, yeah, so in Whoville, you're basically like in this big whimsical town where everyone's happy. They all do the presents, all that stuff. Everything. The food does look good. The roast beast, all that
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, roast beast looks good.
Yeah.
I mean, it is a utopia. That's what they describe great. It as, at least.
The
yeah.
And the Grinch isn't even that. The Grinch keeps to himself, and then he ruins Christmas one night, and he fixes it like an hour later.
That's true.
You would have one bad hour. You'd wake up, be like, where are my presents? But then you'd sing a song, and the Grinch would return. You'd have one bad hour of your life if you lived in Whoville.
Is the Theodore Geisel cinematic universe, is it all connected?
What?
That's Dr. Seuss's real name.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I figured. I don't know. What else would that be? That would include Cat in the Hat. That would include Green Eggs and Ham is in a movie.
Courtney
right?
Hears a Who.
Yeah.
The Lorax.
Hop on Pop.
One Fish, Two Fish. The Footbook.
They should do an Avengers of all his characters.
That would be awful. I think.
Yeah, Tommy.
Yeah. To take down like a Mexican drug cartel.
Yeah. I think the Cat in the Hat, the Michael Myers one, is actually kind of funny. Like
it is.
I watched it as an adult and then versus a kid. I was like,
there's a specific
funny.
Scene in the Cat in the Hat one where they're going down like a this like the house floods and they go down the stairs and it's like a water slide. Just and he breaks the fourth wall. It's like just like you can get at Universal Studios. Mm-hmm. And I remember thinking as a kid, I was
funny.
Like, that's fucking funny.
Yeah.
Fourth wall breaks are really funny. That they broke me as a kid. That was like. I thought that was the most clever thing you could do. Also, the George of the Jungle sequel. Was it just George of the Jungle 2?
I think so, yeah.
The guy just looked at the camera who's playing George. And he's like, Brendan Fraser demanded more money. And it's really funny.
Yeah, it's good.
So Whoville is going up against number 5 seed, actually submitted by Gaz. And at first when I read it, I was like, no. But then he added a qualifier.
20-year-old Lamb.
Yeah, 20-year-old blonde, big tit woman Lamb.
South Beach, Miami.
Unfortunately, has never been written
club
about.
Club 11.
Yeah, what do you call Aqua Blue, or what's that fucking club in Vegas, or in Miami?
11.
Live?
11. 11 is the one.
What's the one that sounds like blue or something? The La Fontaine Blue.
Yeah.
No, not that one. It's Game of Thrones, but he specified.
Ugh.
Because what I said was that sounds horrible. But then
abysmal.
The second, his disclaimer was specifically the area of Dorne, which is like the tropical paradise area.
That's a fuck fest too. There,
it's just a big giant orgy. That's where like the Viper's from, like Oberyn.
Yeah. Still, I've always said like I would rather have my current life and even a worse life now than be a king in like I need to be able to get like Uber Absolutely. Eats and shit.
People that say I was born in the wrong generation, I would disagree. I would say right now is the best time. I would love to be born today.
Every passing second is the better time, basically. So Whoville versus Game of Thrones, but specifically Dorne, the area of Dorne. Tommy.
Yeah, I mean, one is a utopia where almost nothing goes wrong, and the other one, there's dragons, there's wars nonstop. The dragons would be, I'd never leave my house. I'd be like, well, there's a fucking dragon outside. So I'm going to go with Whoville in a comfortable landslide.
By the way, I would note that for some of these universes, let's just say that you're one of them ones, let's say.
You're
so
what?
Like, for some of these universes, like it'll be something where it's like, oh, well, this would suck if I wasn't one of like the special people or whatever that can do whatever things. Like you're one of these people. Like you're the
even
best.
Even the royalty is getting always like a poison target. I would be more paranoid being a royal than I would be a layperson.
Yeah, but in this case, I'd say for all these options, consider yourself like in the medium level of special, if that makes sense. You're not like fucking in Game of Thrones. You're not like, you know, the king or whatever, or like the prince. Like you're like you're like a medium level lord here. You know
still,
what I mean?
The White still Walkers bad. Are fucking coming at some
horrifying.
Point.
I would also go with Whoville because I do think that it is like a utopian society where everything seems to be great. Sexy Who ladies. Pretty cool. Jeffrey Tambor is the mayor. That's nice.
Everything being weird, though, the hills being like really round and colorful. And I mean, the threat of Grinch is damn near equal to threat of dragon.
That's and he also pretends to be a dragon, I think, at one point with the big.
Yeah, he does.
The big sound thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Trying to scare Stinny Lou out of there.
The Grinch is the one Christmas movie I make a point to watch. The Jim Carrey one. Yeah. Me and my dad watch it every year for the past like 20 years.
I really like The Grinch, too.
It's a great fucking movie.
Dude, I can Baby Grinch. The Baby Grinch is so funny.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
It's the funniest thing to look at. You can buy it for like $800.
Santa, go bye-bye.
And when he eats the plate.
He shaves himself.
Don't sleep on
Honey, he looks
either.
Like your boss. when the, it come, like the baby gets delivered.
Oh. By the stork, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't sleep on Teenage Grinch either, though.
Teenage Grinch.
The guy when
he shaves
it.
Yeah. So I'm going Whoville as well, Nick.
Is Grinch like a one of one? Is Grinch Yoda-esque? Like, he's not a who.
I don't think so. I think he's almost like, they basically just did Wicked.
Who are his parents?
So I like kind of have a deep analytical reading of it. His parents in it are supposed to be pretty obviously lesbian women. And it's like, was that God punishing them for being lesbian by sending them like a Grinch? Was Dr. Seuss like a homophobe?
So. Wait, the Grinch had two moms?
Yeah.
But I thought they were adoptive moms.
Yeah, he got the stork delivered him to two moms.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
But they show that the wind pushed him in the wrong direction. So you never really knew where Baby
Grinch was. Oh, so it was supposed to be going to like a Grinch world.
Right.
Andy and Tommy have a deep Grinch bag.
yeah.
And you guys are all over the Grinch.
The wind actually pushed him. He was going.
Jim Carrey didn't do 7 hours of makeup every day for nothing. All right?
Yeah. So we're.
Oh, God. Even when he's yelling in his cave and hello, hello, you're an idiot. You're an idiot.
Speaking of idiot, you know who hates the Jim Carrey Grinch?
Who?
An idiot?
Clemmer.
Clemmer is Jim Carrey. Clemmer has very Jim Carrey-like tendencies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge compliment.
Besides the humor.
Oh, okay.
Like the main thing about
You're
him.
You're unfunny
You're
Jim
like
Carrey.
Jim Carrey without the humor.
One of my favorite tweets of all time was Coley saying that Jim Carrey's Grinch doesn't get the same respect as Heath Ledger's Joker for no good reason.
It's true. He should have won like an Oscar for that.
He was incredible in it.
He embodied the Grinch well, yeah.
What are you going for, Nick?
With that being said, like the threat of Grinch, like it would be the worst place to live in the Game of Thrones universe. People are dying left and right, not even peacefully, but the most violently. Like the Dorne accent also kind of sucked. Like the girl that said bad pussy.
Yeah.
Then she was in the like, fuck, no, don't want that.
I think Grinch would be the only thing that would sway me to choosing Whoville, if anything. It doesn't matter what class you are.
You love the Grinch.
Yeah, you really, you're a Grinch head.
It doesn't matter what class you are in Dorne, you have the same likelihood of getting killed, and no one's going to do anything to your killer. It's totally justifiable. Whoville, someone kills you, you're locked up for life, maybe even sent to Mount Crumpet. Easily. Whoville.
Mount Crumpet?
He pulled out Crumpet.
His dog's name is Max. What else you guys want?
That's a common dog.
I mean, do we want to do a trivia showdown?
Okay, who's Cindy Lou Who's mom?
I don't know her name, but I could picture her. I think dad... looks like
that's
Joe
Hollywood
Buck.
Trivia.
I've always thought the dad looks like Joe Buck.
I didn't mean like the character's name, not the actor's name.
I don't know the character's name.
All right, name some more characters.
Stumped him.
I could Lou, do more lines.
Loose.
His name is Lou.
The Lou? Brother's name is Lou. And yeah. The other one is Drew. Those are Cindy Lou Who's brothers.
The Grinch.
That's one. That's pretty little.
I used to recite the trailer.
Good God. Jeez. I guess I could use a little social interaction.
Yes.
You're really, you guys are really deep in it. It's crazy.
I wanted to be the Grinch.
Is your Sub-Zero refrigerator running? Then you better go catch it. Something. That's when he prank calls.
Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah. Jury duty. Blackmail.
The beginning. Slip K-Liner electric brother. Well,
this is quickly becoming a competition. I can see in your eyes you hate each other.
Yeah. You get cartoon Grinch, I get Jim Carrey Grinch.
Oh,
right?
Split it up.
No!
Boy, oh no. What an awful trade that is.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode released 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
So Whoville is going to move on. Now we have 4 seed versus 13 seed. The 4 seed is Star Wars. But Star Wars also, I think, has to come with a disclaimer. Again, you're a medium important person. And in the two big planets, I guess, that were submitted the most were Coruscant, which is the big city planet. But in the higher levels, not the dregs down below. And Naboo, which I think would actually be awesome. Naboo seems amazing.
I don't know really anything.
It's
about
like
Star Wars.
It's like
it's a peaceful planet.
I think it's literally filmed in Lake Cuomo. Like that's where it's supposed to be. Like it's like the idyllic like Mediterranean.
I think it is Lake
Cuomo.
Yeah, because that's where Anakin married. That you could go to like the steps where Anakin married. Spoiler alert. Padme.
Yeah, the woman that groomed him. So Star Wars is going to be its number 13 seed. Another widely submitted one. I think this would kind of suck, but maybe if it's a peaceful time, Dragon Ball. This would be more of a meme.
Oh my god, no.
I think it would be bad because even like the most mediocre villain in the Dragon Ball series can destroy Earth with ease. And that sucks.
But the one thing that is nice though is they depict heaven and you can just come back.
Yeah, when you die, you can just go to heaven and come be wished back. And you can be wished back by the Dragon Balls. You can fly.
You can just come back. Yeah, you can fly back from heaven, I believe.
Yeah.
You can take a cloud back.
Yeah, you could.
You can run on a road back and you have a little halo too.
Mm hmm. You can run
it's
fast.
It's not bad, but. The Earth is constantly, or whatever the Earth would be, under attack. Constantly.
Mm. But you would have, in this case, because you're a medium important person, you would have powers. You'd be able to fly, punch, shoot
fucking
lasers.
What's medium important? Like Tien?
You know, like Yamcha, I'm thinking, honestly.
Yeah.
Not great, but like, you know what he did after, and actually, I think Jason was just telling me, someone was telling me this. Yamcha, after he quit the Z Fighters because he sucked at fighting, he became.
Well, but Yamcha was the strongest human on Earth.
At one point, yeah.
You see the guy in the orange?
Still.
What?
Who's the main
they
guy?
They all are in orange.
Goku.
The guy with the big black spiky hair in the orange.
Yeah, yes. Goku isn't human. I think Yamcha is the strongest human on Earth, and he goes getting killed left and right.
Maybe Tien then would be the most strong.
Tien was a cyclops.
Yeah, but he was also, I guess he wasn't human.
Or a triclops?
Triclops. He had three eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
But Yamcha, when he couldn't fight anymore because everyone was so much better than him, he just became the best baseball player on Earth. He just quit fighting and became an amazing baseball player. Yeah. So the Dragon Ball world versus the Star Wars world, Danny.
I don't know much about the Dragon Ball world. You guys didn't sell it too hard on me, though. But I also have zero desire to go to space. I feel like it'll get boring very quickly.
But that's not space for you.
Star Wars? What do you mean?
You're born on Naboo.
Yeah, you're born on the planet. Space. You don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah. But interplanetary travel is pretty safe.
I'm taking that regardless, though, the Star Wars world.
Mm-hmm. One for Star Wars, Nick.
If I'm a medium level guy, maybe like a light force user, maybe like a good ass pot. If I could be Sebulba, that would be so. I would want to be Ben Quadraneros, but yeah, it's the Star Wars. Like all the beasts, there's the bars look fun. I'd want a blaster. Yeah, give me Star Wars.
Star Wars. I would pick Star Wars as well. I mean, it's significantly safer than Dragon Ball. And
well, you want to fuck one of the tentacle head girls.
Oh, the Twi'leks? Are you fucking kidding me? Yes, I do. They were literally, George Lucas wrote them to be sex slaves. They're just these.
Yep, they are.
Oh, I'll show Thomas.
Chill out.
Yeah, let me, this could help inform my decision.
No, this is actually very important. So George Lucas, he wrote these characters, and he was very like, he would write the race of the alien, and they would only be good at one thing. Like
it's sex.
And the Twi'leks was, they only did was be, they were sex. They all they did was fuck. Let's try Twi'lek sexy.
Tommy like.
Yeah. But the only thing I think you won't like is that they have two giant tentacles coming out of their head, which might be a deal breaker.
Are their boobs big?
Humongous.
Oh, I could fuck that in a second. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going Star Wars.
Who was the Twi'lek Jedi that was really hot? You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, what?
There's one.
Oh, yeah, she died in the Clone Wars?
Yeah, on the jungle planet. She was hot.
Oh, yeah.
Damn. Yeah, she was hot. But yeah, so there's... I would say
the
Star Wars.
Change Tommy's answer?
They could. I'm going with Star Wars, Tommy.
Star Wars. Those were nice tits.
Yeah. Although, Android 18, Nick, you think might sway Tommy the other way?
I'm not a cartoon. I'm not into cartoons.
Fair enough. Okay, now we have the number 9 seed versus the number 8.
But it's an android. It's an ageless, perfect being.
It was a blonde android with giant boobs that could never age.
Let me see her.
She married a short, she married a short, bald guy.
Huh.
Bald by choice.
Yes. It is bizarre when Krillin would get hair.
It was awesome.
Let's see. Android 18.
Uchi mama. I'm sticking with Star Wars.
Yeah. Oh boy. Damn. That was a full rule 34 that pulled up. Okay, so Star Wars is going to move on. Now we have the 9 seed versus the 8 seed. The 9 seed is Avatar The Last Airbender, another widely submitted one. That is
hate. I just never got into it. It would always be on Nickelodeon after a show I liked, and I'd always turn it off.
We get to be like an earthbender?
You're a bender, for sure. There's no question in this case. You're definitely
not
a bender.
Not the Avatar and not like a firebender or air, but Earth might be my first choice.
I think I would be it. I think I would like to be an earthbender. Because you could but you can't be like a metal bender like the more advanced ones.
No,
you're
no.
Definitely earthbender. And that's going up against the number 9 seed, Narnia. So like the was it the Chronicles?
Winner all the time, but the Turkish Delights look fantastic.
The Turkish Delights, they're so tempting. And honestly, they look kind of like, when you look at them in real life, like I've seen like pictures of them, but they actually look like, they don't look that good.
No, but he's stuffing his face with them. It's the same effect as the Goofy Movie pizza.
Mm-hmm.
He is just housing those Turkish... The Turkish Delights are so good, he betrays his family.
His whole family to be killed. So this mystical kind of fantasy world of Narnia, where they got talking animals, super like powers and all that shit, right?
Yeah, it's a little too gaudy.
Yeah, you
like
could say
God. It's Aslan's supposed to be Jesus, I think.
Yeah, voiced by Liam Neeson. And that's going against Avatar. Yeah, I think so, right? And then it's going up against Avatar The Last Airbender. Fantastic series. You can have a superpower of some kind of value,
it,
I guess.
Is it winter year round in Narnia? You said?
Yeah, I know it's always winter in Narnia. No, because then they had the second one where it's like the Caspian whatever guy, and they were like
Prince
in the
Caspian.
Yeah, they were in like Mediterranean.
I thought Narnia was winter year round.
That sounds like hell. Even if you have powers,
Tommy.
Not super familiar with either, but based on what I've heard, I don't like the cold, and I would like to have a superpower, so I'm going with Avatar.
One for Avatar. I would do Avatar as well. I think being a bender would be amazing, and. As long as you aren't in this era where like there's just warfare and all that, it seems pretty cool. Like the cities,
it seems like there's peace, and the cities are really fucking cool.
Yeah, Ba Sing Se,
Bao Se Sing. What is it? Yeah,
is Ba Sing Se?
I want to knock over that guy's cabbages.
Yeah, the cabbage guy. Like, there's a lot of cool stuff going on in Avatar.
No, yeah.
Nick,
no brainer. Avatar,
no brainer. Avatar, Danny.
It's essentially Japan.
It's very Japan. It's not a lot of whites in Avatar world.
Yeah, I think the only thing Narnia's got going for it is I would love a closet that doubles as a secret portal, but if we're saying we're just in the land, then you're just like in Alaska, it's year-round, so I'm going to have to go airbender as well.
If you had one, like basically, let's say you have your closet, you can set it once lifetime to a portal to anywhere on the planet. Where would you
Playboy Mansion.
Be awful. It's not that far of a trip.
Awful.
Why wouldn't you pick like fucking there. Europe or something? Like,
I could just be in the Playboy Mansion?
I would do Tokyo.
Yeah, because then you're like almost exactly halfway
it's
across the
furthest
the world.
Flight. Yeah, it's like, yeah,
it's got to be like a Mafia coast, something
like
that.
What the fuck am I going to do in Tokyo?
Tommy's taking a 3-hour car ride.
What the fuck are you going to do in Tokyo? You could do endless things. It's a mega city.
Yeah.
It's the
biggest metro area.
You'd be so safe. It's so clean.
And there's a great chance.
I have said before that in my second life, I'd like to come back as a cool Japanese woman. Like a dyed purple or
dyed
orange
hair.
Always smoking a cigarette and a big
always
coat.
A cigarette.
Yeah.
Maybe you drive a crotch rocket.
Oh, you definitely
looks
do.
Like she's from the future.
Ken Jack will DM you.
Oh, I'll be DMing you everywhere. You would not believe. It's your dream come true for
I've always
you.
Felt a real kinship with them.
Yeah.
Cool Japanese woman.
Yeah, Tommy's. Oh, you're in the seat. No.
No, he set up that seat.
I fucked up the wrong
no,
one.
No, it's the other one. Yeah, he's right there.
My bad. So right now we are all
looking comfy.
Yeah, Clemmer's in a very comfy fit. He's been kind of looking cool lately. And I feel bad.
I mean,
don't just look
happy
cool.
Monkey Boy release day, Clemmer.
I was just in a meeting about that. It's getting there, I think.
No, it's not. It's not happening.
I'm sad every day. I think I can't think like that. I have.
It's not, listen, man. It's the hype. We can talk about it later.
I don't even want to see the doc. I want to see like the behind the music version of it.
I've had about 10,000 people
about making the doc.
Exactly.
That's what everybody says they want.
It'll never ever meet expectations now of the time and everything.
No, unless it's like Casablanca, it's not going to be.
I want to see it, but I don't. I don't want like the version you guys have. Like, I want to wait with the people. I want to be a man of the people, and I only get to see it if the world can see it.
If you're gonna wait with the people that don't work here, you'll never see it.
that's a problem.
No. I'm trying to be optimistic. I'm trying.
You need someone to like leak it to the press. You know what I mean?
It's not worth talking about. It's not happening.
We'll pray for Monkey Boy. That's maybe a universe we could live in one day. So now we have the 1 seed versus 16 seed chain game as Clemmer joins us just in time for what I would assume you'd only know maybe a few of these. I think the most widely submitted option is one that I don't know, and I would imagine no one here knows except for maybe Danny.
This is chain.
Okay. This is chain game. Minecraft.
Let's no, see.
Don't
Danny
know.
No. I never. Mm-mm. So we could just knock it right off because I never played it. I know people love it.
Wait, you've never played Minecraft?
Never played Minecraft.
I love it. I played through college.
Do you think you'd want to? It would be a world you'd want to live in.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I know. All I know is you build shit.
You can anything you want
animated beautifully.
Yeah. The topic is best.
Which fictional universe would you want to live in?
So not best. Which one I want to live in?
Yeah.
Okay.
I know it's like all I know is that the guy that designed it, the German dude Notch, he's
billionaire.
Like a multi-billionaire because he had all the rights for it, and that he was so rich and so lonely that he offered his friends, he said, I'll pay you double your salary to quit your job and just come and hang out with me full time. And they all said no.
That's what the Zappos guy did too.
Yeah, it's crazy.
A lot of rich guys do that, I think.
RuneScape was another widely submitted one. RuneScape, big, massive, like almost like imagine like World of Warcraft type like fantasy world.
I loved RuneScape. My username was Kosher Hot Dog. I remember having to go through this dungeon to get like these rainbow shoes. Me and my buddy Vincent Gu one night, like we were in high school and we didn't have much going on. Vincent Gu is a 7-foot Asian man. Still is.
Did he go by Vinny? Know. Vinny Goo hits hard.
That's his Vinny the Gooch.
We called him Vinny the Goo.
Vingu?
Instead of Vinny the Gooch from...
No, instead of Winnie the Pooh.
Wasn't Vinny the Gooch from, what do you call it, Backyard Baseball? Isn't that like the commentator?
Yeah, Vinny the Gooch was a commentator.
Yeah.
But he texted me and he was like, do you want to build a fire? Like build fires all the way across the map. And so me and his guild, we built fires across the map of RuneScape. It was so fun.
Let me clear my schedule.
Yeah.
It was homecoming night.
Oh, my God.
Stella Blue Coffee's new canned lattes are here. Crafted with 100% Colombian coffee, each can is a good source of protein and comes in two smooth flavors, espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. And whether you're braving your morning commute or chasing your pup, Stella Blue cans are for those always on the go and for those who care. Stella Blue is more than just great coffee. It's about giving back. I named the brand after my rescue dog, Stella, who inspired our mission to help more dogs find their forever homes. Every purchase supports animal rescue organizations, so when you drink Stella Blue, you're not just fueling your day, you're saving a dog's life. Try the new cans today, taste the difference, and make a difference. All new Stella Blue coffee canned lattes now available at stellabluecoffee.com or subscribe on Amazon for 10% off.
The next one, another
not
video
that you weren't going, you just stood your date up to do that.
Yeah, I had a date. I was like,
go in a second.
Another video game one, Halo. People do like the Halo one. And again, if you're a medium important person in the Halo world, it would be kind of cool. I'm not saying you're like a Spartan or whatever, you're like a super strong guy, but like you have interplanetary space travel, like unlimited resources, a pretty utopian society for the most part. Elder Scrolls, which is probably one for more me and Nick. I just wanted to get it out into the void. It would be very cool.
It would be so cool. Mm-hmm. Oh, I need to send you this YouTuber. He does, he finds the unemployment rate of every Elder Scrolls city. So he'll go around and find every person, find if they have a job. It's a great series.
Oh, and there is a lot of homeless people in the Elder Scrolls universe. But you have like magic, you have, all powerful powers, all that shit. A lot of people say Animal Crossing, but I don't know how universal that'll be.
It's whimsy and calm. Yeah.
Fairly Odd Parents, I think, would be very interesting. If you were in a world where you are the one Fairly Odd Parents. And so you basically have...
Oh, people. That's the winner.
So you immediately have...
I have Fairly Odd Parents?
You would have to have Fairly Odd Parents, but again, they expire once you turn, what?
13 or something, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but then the twist at the end of the Fairly Odd Parents series was amazing.
What was it?
Timmy Turner made a wish to be 10 forever and then made a wish for Cosmo to forget. And there was like the whole planet melted down.
That's kind of funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah. What are the other discrepancies, though? Can you, like, not mess with free will?
I think if you get caught having fairy godparents, you lose them.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. That's in that Crocker guy was always after them.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, that's clever.
Imagine you have, like, these fairies that grant you every will. Oh, you are absolutely be Mr. Crocker. Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, you are.
You literally look like
or a... that's the guy that people say I look like?
Probably, not yeah.
Probably.
Yeah,
right. So far, everything you're mentioning, I have, like, very little to know. Yeah, I've
yeah, he's seen that. He's seen Mr. Crocker before.
Oh, my God.
It is.
That is stunning.
If you were wearing that exact outfit, it would be spot on.
Yeah. Can you give us a fairy godparents?
Yeah.
What is it? What is it?
You have to, like,
fairy godparents.
You have to destroy like, your
they
body.
Got, they got bears?
Fairly godparents, but he says
fairy
it like.
Fairy godparents.
Fairy godparents.
You got to twitch a little bit faster.
Fairy godparents.
Crocker, let's see if I can find him saying it at least once.
He'll be talking normally, and then when he says the word fairy godparents, his whole body distorts.
Fairy godparents!
In a different way for each syllable.
Great show.
And then lastly, Dune, which I think would suck. That's
oh, Dune's the one I know. I would not want to live there.
Yeah, Dune seems like, if you're one of those big cities, I feel like that'd be kind of cool. Like, all the again, you have space travel, you have all the other shit, but...
Really like spice.
Yeah. So Minecraft, RuneScape, Halo, Elder Scrolls, Animal Crossing, Fairly Odd Parents, or Dune. Danny?
I'll go Fairly Odd Parents easily. You're basically on Earth, but then you can also get whatever you want. No brainer.
But only until you're 13.
Yeah, but you set
only
yourself
until
up
I'm
for
13,
life.
But
yeah.
Whoever you, said yeah. Dune is insanely wrong.
I don't know. Dune to me is like Game of Thrones, but it's more futuristic.
But you live on that. If you live on that planet, you can't leave it because you're addicted to the spice, right? You're fucked to that desert planet forever.
I don't think you have to be an Arrakis. You
I want
to like...
be well, the one that okay. Paul Atreides comes from.
Oh yeah,
Corellia.
You can have
some...
like a the same way. There's like a financial advisor. You can have like a wish advisor. Fairly Odd Parents world where it's like you should get an apartment. You should get a house. Yeah, you should get a car. Yeah.
But that guy would have to be 13 forever too. Because like either...
I think the Fairly Odd Parents thing. We're all over 13. We'd all be dead.
What?
What is it?
Oh,
how
no,
it
comer.
You don't die. You just lose your fairy.
You just
odd
lose the fairy odd parents.
I don't understand the show. I'm sorry.
So you, no you get Fairly Odd Parents, and they disappear once you turn 13. But they grant you every wish you want until then.
All right. So you don't die.
No.
All well, right. Eventually, but
well, yeah.
You can wish for Optus, Herber Juice.
So we none of us juice, would take advantage cake, of these wishes because we're all over 13. Cake, so I don't see any advantage to living in this world.
Well, hypothetically, you'd go back and you'd start at 5 or 6.
Yeah,
a lot of if ends are.
So like 70
well,
years.
Well, we're debating what fictional world we want to live in.
I know,
gotta,
but I think you also have to have, for the sanctity of bracket, you have to have some guardrails,
if a lot
no?
of kids are running around with fairy godparents, that's chaos.
Yeah, it is
that's
chaos.
Hell.
Yeah.
Sounds great.
I think they only give it to kids who are like, not like struggling,
they
but
need
like
it. Ignored by their parents or
something.
Yeah, because
his babysitter sucked and like was
oh,
miserable
yeah.
too.
Oh,
Vicky,
yeah.
Right?
Vicky, yeah.
Icky Vicky.
What was the kid with the teeth, shiny teeth guy?
Chip Skylar.
My shiny teeth and me.
Voiced by Chris Kirkpatrick, the
really?
Oldest member of NSYNC.
That. Oh. That makes sense, though. So one for Fairly Odd Parents, Nick.
Give me Game of Thrones. I'm not Game of Thrones. I'm sorry.
Elder Scrolls.
I used to just log into Skyrim just to walk around.
Mm-hmm. It's a very ambience game.
I love it. I would love to live in a house with a water wheel, be a blacksmith, be a Khajiit.
No, you don't want to be a Khajiit. Come on.
No, I'd want to be a lusty Argonian maid.
The lusty Argonian maid. Tommy would hate the Khajiits. He'd want them way back to down to the border, would he not?
Oh, yeah. Tommy wouldn't like the Khajiits. Wouldn't like Red Guards.
Oh, he'd hate Red Guards. Are you kidding me?
I'll take your ass word.
Yeah, you know what? Tommy does not want him marrying his daughter. I'll tell you that.
Speaking of not a Red Guard marrying my daughter.
Or Argonians. I don't even know. What were Argonians supposed to be?
They were lizards.
Well, yeah, but like, well, they all clearly were supposed to be like a different type of race. Like the, what do you call it? The Khajiits were like at Middle Eastern, basically.
Yeah, Argonians, I'd imagine South American.
Yeah. Oh, so Tommy really hates the.
Tommy would only like the Nords.
Yeah. Oh, Tommy would love
maybe,
the Nords.
Maybe high elves.
Yeah.
Don't let him talk to you like that, Tom.
I mean, I can't argue because I don't know what they're talking. I'll say any citizen
oh,
in that world, any citizen that's in Elder Scrolls legally is fine by me.
Yeah. Actually, that's the opening of Skyrim. Is you got caught going across the border illegally.
You got caught, yeah, and they send you back to behead you.
Yeah, and they try to get immediately.
Oh, that's kind of how it should go.
You know who's kind of a wood elf is White Sox Dave.
White Sox Dave. No, wood elves are spry and can jump. White Sox Dave is an imp.
A little bit of an imp, yeah.
Yeah.
Sorry, I know that's just me and Nick need to get that out of our chest. So you'd going for Elder Scrolls, Clemmer.
I think the Animal Crossing. Laura's played this a couple. My wife's played this a couple times, and it was. It seemed like peaceful. So that's
very
good.
Peaceful.
So It seems good. Very peaceful. I don't really like any of these options.
It could not be any more peaceful. I think you're right about that. Yeah, at the same time,
sounds nice, right?
No, I want to be able to do magic.
Very nice.
So I would also pick Elder Scrolls, Tommy.
I'm going Fairly Odd Parents. I know that gives us a tie, so I guess Clemmer has to choose between the two.
I would say
I would choose the not Fairly Odd Parents then.
You choose not.
Ooh, that means Scrolls.
That means Elder Scrolls.
I don't want a bunch of little kids with wishes and
it's
stuff.
It's dangerous. That sounds like, dangerous
that sounds like a disaster. Plus, I have no power. I'm 45. I can't do things.
So that means Elder Scrolls is going to go up against number one seed, Pokemon. Pokemon, medium level guy in the Pokemon world. That means you can just get Pokemon. You can train Pokemon. You can do anything you want with them. They're your slaves to your will. All of them have different. You understand even, I think, the basic tenets.
I really don't, but I understand what I understand the words you just said.
Imagine like you have like your job is to go out and you catch animals, and all these animals have different like powers, and they bend to your will. Like you have,
and everybody has Pokemon.
Anybody can get Pokemon.
Trainer is more like a profession. There's a lot of other jobs, but it's. I don't like this one. I think it's very dangerous. Imagine instead of having trout in your water, you have Gyarados that can hyper beam. There's a god Pokemon that can wipe anything out of existence. It's too dangerous.
Why would you want any other job besides trainer?
That's a great question.
Well, because you have to be a really good one to like. It's like saying, why would you want any other job other than NFL?
Right.
Well, I think it's almost a little bit different. If like, you're one of the trainers that likes to battle and go to the gyms and shit. Yes.
Making money would be tough as a trainer. You have to be top tier.
Yeah. It's kind of like closer to like, I don't want to say like MMA, but like. If you wanted to go and like fight at the gyms, yes, but it's more about like research and like going out and like finding the right spots and like finding you have to capture the Pokemon out in the wild. And you battle them and they all like.
Oh, I don't want to like the animals to hurt each other.
They never really kill each other. Ever.
They faint.
That's the worst that ever happens.
Also, think of like Ash Ketchum's mom. Instead of hiring a maid, she's got herself a Mr. Mime.
Yeah, Mr. Mime.
You have use them as pets as well.
But there's a lot of fighting.
If you want there to be, it doesn't have to be. You don't have to fight Pokemon, but it is like it's helpful. So Pokemon versus Elder Scrolls, Tommy.
This is tough. I'm gonna go with Elder Scrolls for their border policies. It seems like they have a tight, secure border with rules and law and order. So I'm gonna go with Elder Scrolls.
There is no doubt about that. I wonder what Tommy would feel about the Daedra. That's another I feel like he'd be a very anti. In this case, I think Pokemon's world would be kind of cooler. It's big, it's colorful, it's neat. There's all these different like areas and zones, and you can go to like the Safari Zone to get Safari Balls. You get like all these different foods. And every Pokemon like they can do labor for you. Like,
any Pokemon essentially could kill you. Think of this world, but every animal, the fucking caterpillars, could kill you.
But they also obey you, and also feels as
not
if
not the wild ones.
It also feels like the
episode one Ash gets chased by, or maybe episode two, a bunch of Spearows.
But like he never gets killed or even close to really killed.
Other than
Mewtwo. That's the only one that's ever gotten bad.
He gets turned to concrete, stone. Yeah.
But like the doctors there seem to fix everything. You know what I mean? No matter what your problem is, they fix it immediately.
It's almost like people in the Pokemon world are like mutants.
Yes.
Like they heal the same way. They'll be fine. They can get blasted with fire and they'll wake up the next morning.
And they'll just be like charred, like they're like fucking Wile E. Coyote
Ash
or something.
Ash gets electrocuted every single day.
Right. Yeah, but then the worst that happens is he looks like he got electrocuted in a cartoon, which is just like he gets the zapped up hair. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the worst thing that can happen to electrocution. You make that sound.
Yeah, never a death, never so much as a skipped a heartbeat.
And you get the tic-tac-toe signs on your cheeks.
Exactly, yeah. So one for Pokemon, one for Elder Scrolls.
I've never felt more like a foreign man.
Tommy's about to fucking go nuts again.
Get out of here.
You're all just saying words. I don't really understand anything that's happening. I really respect Nick's Pokemon intellect. What is the Elder Scrolls, quick synopsis of like what that world is?
Imagine like Lord of the Rings, but like everyone can do magic, basically.
Well, the Pokemon world sounds horrible based on what Nick was saying, so I'm going to go Elder Scrolls, because I trust his.
Two for Elder Scrolls. Nick.
Real life Pokemon world would be chaos. It would be chaos. I'm going with Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls is going to win, but Danny?
I'm going Pokemon. I mean, like, if you don't want to get attacked by a Gyarados, don't go in the ocean. Same with the Great White.
No, dude, the Gyarados are freshwater.
These things
can catch
them
all with the same ball. It doesn't matter if it's a Pidgey, if it's an Onix. Like, you're using the same thing to potentially catch them.
Onix statistically much worse than Pidgey.
I'm saying the scale from a Pidgey to an Onix. Okay. But I would love to be a gym trainer in the Pokemon world and catch them at my will and have them work for me. I know I might get roughed up here and there, but it seems like the doctors are pretty good out there in Viridian City.
All the doctors are the same woman, and she's very hot.
Nurse Joy. Yeah.
Nurse Joy.
And sisters that are the same name.
Yep. And the who's that police officer?
Officer
Judy.
Oh, she's good looking too.
Judy?
Officer, is it Jude? No, officer, I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Whatever. But
did you have a negative reaction to this earlier? Or is that what they were referencing, or what was your?
What
they said you're gonna get mad like Tommy or something.
I think they were just implying that there's a lot of illegal immigrants in the world.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Right.
Yeah, in the world, especially in the world of
Skyrim. I understand.
Yeah. So Elder Scrolls is gonna move on. Before we get to the second half of the bracket, let's talk about BetterHelp. The bracket is sponsored by BetterHelp. This month is all about gratitude, and along with the person we just shouted out, which is that don't get enough talk, it's ourselves, right? That's basically us. We need to shout ourselves out more. And sometimes in this world, it's, we have to remind ourselves that trying our best and making sense of things in this crazy world, it's not easy. So here's a reminder to send some thanks to the people in your life, including yourself. BetterHelp has been amazing. Used it over the course of COVID when you couldn't get to the physical doctor's office. It was really, really helpful. You can basically do it in any medium that you want to do it. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to our schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/lights today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/lights. Fuck, I'm so congested. Okay, number 10 seed versus the 6 seed. The number 11 seed versus the number 6 seed. Number 11 seed, I assume Clemmer will be a breath of fresh air for you, Star Trek.
Oh, thank God. Okay, yeah. I know that world.
Now yes. We have no one you understand. So Star Trek, just imagine the world, except you're like a few thousand years in the future. It's you pretty much utopian. No, there's no like class wars. There's no nothing. No.
There's galactic wars.
It's more like skirmishes.
that's pretty big.
It's more like skirmishes. And all of humanity, at least, is like united. You know what I mean? Like there's no such thing as like racism, classism, like none of that shit.
Yeah,
like
Federation. Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's nice.
You can also teleport.
You can teleport anywhere you want.
That's pretty good, right?
They have replicators, so like there's no such thing as food shortages anymore because they just like it instantly creates anything you want right in front of you.
You know what you'd like? The holodeck. You go into a room and you can anything you want to like live. Like you could be 1930s, 1960s, whatever.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
And there are many times that the holodeck is used for perverse purposes.
Yes.
Within the series.
Like fucking and shit?
There's a one guy.
I don't think they're quite that far.
No, there is. Do you remember the one pervert guy that works on the deck?
Which iteration?
Next generation. He programs the holodeck so that two of his coworkers are fucking him in it.
No, I don't remember that.
Troy and the doctor.
Troy and Dr. Crusher? That doesn't sound
like not like actually fucking. It's like
isn't there a Black Mirror episode that's that?
I'm sure.
It's like a Star Trek world where
USS Constellation?
Awesome.
That's the one
with Christina Milioti.
Clemens.
Milioti and Clemens. Yeah.
Yes, Clemens in it. He's very good in it. That's a really good episode.
They're making a sequel to that episode in the next season, I think.
That was a great episode.
The holodeck, you can make any situation you want, and you just tell the computer what to do, and it makes it.
Yeah,
and
this all sounds great.
Star Trek's cool.
And then there's always an episode where the holodeck somehow breaks and becomes real. And then like Genghis Khan somehow becomes a real human that threatens
the ship. Genghis Khan was, he's in canon with
with Kirk.
So Star Trek is going up against number 6 seed. And again, I didn't tell you that, Clemmer. And we're going under the auspice that like you are a medium important or special person in whatever world we're in. So you're not like a nobody or whatever. Mm-hmm. The Marvel Cinematic Universe. So in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, I think we should clarify what a medium important person is in this.
Do I have superpowers or not?
That's the question.
I would say no.
Yeah, that's
not
what I'm
medium
thinking.
Medium important. Yeah. Maybe you work for S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah, like I'm thinking maybe at best you're like Black Widow or Hawkeye. You know what I mean?
That's great.
That's a huge. I was thinking like in that world, are we just ourselves?
I think we're just ourselves, but you have the Avengers protecting you. But you got
maybe.
You got a lot of trouble.
Yeah, it's a lot of trouble.
Battle of New York would be a tough one.
Yeah,
I mean, eliminating half the world's population would
tough.
Be a tough.
I wouldn't like that.
They bring you back
thing.
Just 5 years.
I know, but then you have to like catch people. That's annoying. Imagine having those conversations.
Mm-hmm. Hey, where you been?
Yeah.
All right, here's what
happened. I'm sure we've all seen those memes after Spider-Man and Captain Marvel get done fighting outside your house. Now you have to get a new car.
Yeah.
A lot of destruction.
Right.
Yeah.
After one little fight and like even so much as having to replace a tire after that, I'd be like, get me out of this universe.
So Danny, Star Trek or the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
I'm going Star Trek. I don't know much about it, but I would hate to live in the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
Yeah, it might not be totally fun. Nick?
Star Trek, no brainer. But like both of these, there's always threats of complete annihilation.
I think it's a fact in Marvel, like the superheroes are like, oh, like we saved the day. And it's like, yeah, but like
everything's
now,
fucked.
Yeah,
everything's fucked.
They always save themselves, but thousands of innocents die.
And the thing is, there's so many heroes, and that would be so annoying. Like that guy going into the bar, like it would suck.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Star Trek.
Two for Star Trek?
Yeah, usually when they show the planets, because I don't think I'd be on this, the ships. I don't want to do that. I think I just want to live in that time. Mm-hmm. The planets, usually people are pretty happy. So, yeah, like, true. I'm going to go with Star Trek. People seem pretty cool. I would rather live in our universe than the Marvel Cinematic Universe. You know what
absolutely.
I mean? I'd rather
be.
So, that's not much of a call there.
I would pick Star Trek as well. Living in the future would be sick. Intergalactic travel, light speed, all that shit would be awesome. Matter or the replicator would be sick. You can literally
transporter
like,
alone.
And apparently, if I remember correctly, the replicator also makes things like automatically nutritious. So you can be like, I want a cheeseburger, and it also is good for you.
Oh, wow.
Like immediately, it tastes the same. Like the way
the metal. I guess it's only fair for Marvel. We mentioned that like you could go to space. Technically, that's part of the universe.
Yeah.
It's still not selling anything for me.
No, especially Star Trek.
Nothing. Yeah,
literally go to
right.
So I would go with Star Trek. Four for Star Trek is going to win, but Tommy?
Star Trek, yeah. I mean, listen, if it could be Avengers with all the good guys, none of the bad guys, great. But when you have great superheroes, you get great villains too. And I don't
power,
Tommy, you'd be
power
so
corrupts.
Jealous. You'd be so jealous.
Oh, I'd be so pissed. I would constantly be trying to get bit by spiders and shit.
Yeah. You'd be jumping into vaults of acid.
Yeah. It'd be pictures of like Lenny hanging out with like Steve Rogers. What the fuck? Or, no, he'd be hanging out with Iron Man. He'd definitely hang out with Iron Man. Okay, so Star Trek's going to move on. Now we have the 3 seed versus the 14 seed. The 3 seed, this one will come with another bit of a disclaimer. Lord of the Rings, but specifically the Shire. And not during a dangerous period.
Oh, my God,
so
yes.
So the Shire, all these... Have you seen Lord of the... Do you know the Shire?
I have not.
I know the Shire.
Details. I feel like I haven't seen almost any of this.
I'll show you a picture of it.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to fly to New Zealand to go. It's utopian New Zealand.
Yeah, so like it's this area where...
Oh, we've talked about this house on Fictional Houses.
Yeah, I think we did in Fictional Houses. We did Bag's End.
Bag's End.
Yeah, so like it's all these like houses that are built into the landscape, super ergonomic. Like all they do is sit there and they farm, and they go out to the pub and drink, light off fireworks, have a great time, eat.
Get high.
That's all they do. They live
they
in...
They smoke so much weed.
A lot
Shire
of weed.
Shire has the best weed.
Mm-hmm. That's what they say. Mm-hmm. So Lord of the Rings, but again, specifically the Shire, and during not an era of strife was...
Would I be a hobbit?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
But everyone else there is a hobbit, so it wouldn't even matter.
Well, it wouldn't matter, because if you weren't a hobbit, it would be hard to fit in places. Like, it would make a life
You'd hard. Have to get a custom house. That would be tough.
Custom bed, custom door, everywhere you'd bump your head. It would suck. You might be in demand.
If you have an excuse.
Yeah. So that's going up against number 14 seed. Another one, got a few submissions tonight. Got a rise. Roku City. So
hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You ever see that purple rise of Roku
like
City?
Roku the TV?
Yeah. The Roku City in the background, that purple metropolis in the background. Just something about it. It just gets.
I want to start a company just so I can get my ads in Roku City.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I would be a detective in Roku City.
Yeah, that's awesome.
A noir detective, yeah.
Yeah. We're all just black silhouettes.
Yeah. So yes. Roku City versus Bag's End in Lord of the Rings specifically. Or we'll say the Shire in Lord of the Rings specifically. Tommy.
I'm a city boy. I'm a city boy over a farmland boy. You know, I don't want to go farm and live in houses in the ground. Give me a nice apartment. Give me a 4-floor walk up in Roku City. Get to pretty much. I'd probably be a content creator there, and I'll live in Roku City. I'll pretty much keep my normal life, and but it's purple and cool looking.
And very clean.
I think it's 2D. I think you could probably only go left and right.
That's true.
That's all right. Well, I can get around that.
So one for Roku City. I think I would go with. Something about the primal part of my brain really loves the Shire. I would love the Shire, man. And I don't know enough about Roku City other than it looks very cool. It looks like a happening spot. I think I would like to live in the Shire and go to Roku City like once in the summer.
Well, you can't. That sanctity of the bracket, you can't just choose to.
I know. I'm
just
saying on a mental note thing. Clemmer.
The Shire, living there would not be great. Like, I like to watch baseball. I probably don't baseball in the Shire. Like, all the things I like to do, movies. Like, all those things are gone. Basically, every hobby I have is gone, replaced by farming. Like, I'm good. Like,
and drinking. And smoking weed.
All right, so those...
You party, and you live till like hundreds.
Yeah.
I'm just short. I'm going to go...
But you're not short because...
Everyone else is short.
Everybody
right?
else is.
I don't know. I also don't like the houses if they're in the ground. Because you know that means... Because you know that means, like, bugs are going to creep in. Because it's, like, built into the ground. Like, there must be bug issues. Flooding. You're like...
They're in the hills.
I love that Roku is even a competition right now against.
Yeah.
So Roku by a mile.
Roku City looks awesome.
Roku City looks great. It's clean.
Mm-hmm.
It works very nice.
It looks like utopian Gotham.
I'd rather live in a city than a rural area. So like I would choose Roku City over the Shire.
So two for Roku City, one for Lord of the Rings, Nick.
I think Roku City probably has crime. I mean, on Roku, like there's crime on Roku.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Crime shows. The Shire is like, it was so pure and small and quaint and quiet that Sauron didn't even pay attention to it. Mm-hmm. The all-seeing eye never looked at the Shire. Mm-hmm. It is perfect in all ways. The food looks great. The beers are flowing. You're smoking out of a long pipe. Wizards will come into town every once in a while. You're just happy boozing and having tons of kids in a garden. It's perfect.
Dude, Sam pumped those kids out so fast. He had like 18 kids by the end of the Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, he was doing semen retention the whole entire journey.
Yeah. Dude, he probably left like a bullet hole in her the first time. Like,
oh,
that was probably,
Rosie?
Yeah.
Oh, poor girl. That's weird. Poor girl.
We're 2-2 right now. Danny, you're going to break it.
Damn. All right. Shire sounds like every day is like 4th of July weekend. I'm not really familiar. You guys said you're smoking, you're drinking.
Fireworks.
You're not dying of old age. Roku, I don't know a ton about it, but every time I see it, I'm like, man, I would love to be a civilian in that town. And I feel like you could be like a hometown hero easily in Roku. No one leaves Roku City. They'll all be there this Black Wednesday at the same pub. Man, but...
It's tough. City boy.
I would get so sick of the other hobbits.
Like, who was from Roku City? Was Emrags? Did he live there?
Roku City.
I think he did for a little bit.
Just a bit.
It was one of the trills, I think.
Okay. Yeah.
One of the trills.
I'm going to have to go with Shire.
You got to.
The drinking.
Round doors with a knob in the middle.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Roku. I really am.
Is Roku City a sanctuary city?
Oh, yeah.
That's me against it, then.
Yeah.
Those hotels are filled to the brim. Yeah. We're paying for it.
Oh, wait. Not a sanctuary.
No.
Not a sanctuary.
It's a sanctuary for you, Tom.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yeah. The word sanctuary, you just instantly think good. No, yeah. Not a sanctuary. Not a sanctuary.
That's how they trick you.
Yeah.
So now we have the 10 seed versus the 7 seed. The 10 seed, another widely submitted one from the DC Universe Metropolis, the hometown. It was between Gotham and Metropolis. I think Gotham is, or Metropolis.
Gotham,
is
too
Gotham.
Much crime.
No,
Gotham is Gotham's underwater.
Yeah, that's like Iraq.
Yeah,
Gotham,
horrible. Yeah. You jaywalk and you get the shit beat out of you.
There's
by Batman.
There's a crime filled asylum in the middle of town.
Yeah, in the middle
in
of the city.
In the middle of town.
Yes. Yeah.
Metropolis.
Of the worst people of all time. Yes. It's a jail of Hitlers that's constantly being escaped from.
They also have a jail, Blackgate, but you also have Arkham, both in town.
Yeah, in the city. Then Metropolis seems a little bit nicer. Superman, better, cleaner vibe. Everything, it's more colorful. So everything about Metropolis seems better. And that's going up against the number 17, another pretty widely submitted one. Pirates of the Caribbean's universe, which is basically the Caribbean of 1700, 1600, whatever.
The teeth, the breath, the pussy, the dick would all smell so bad.
Yeah, it's basically all that, but you get like some magical stuff that's going on, more or less, which at some points of Pirates of the Caribbean, it does seem awesome. Like, you know, the Caribbean's beautiful, gorgeous, and then sometimes it seems like the most disgusting place to ever exist.
Are you guys Caribbean or Caribbean people? I go back and forth.
I say Pirates of the Caribbean, but I call it myself the Caribbean.
I think I do the same.
Yeah, yeah.
Look at us.
Yeah, it's Caribbean Sea, or I'm going to the Caribbean. Mm-hmm. That's how I do it.
Well, that's different than what we said.
Yeah, yeah, Danny's way higher. Danny's different than us.
I have two different tones.
So, Metropolis versus Pirates of the Caribbean. Start with you, Danny.
So, Pirates of the Caribbean, is there, like, what, you get the chance to have, like, the squid beard? What other magic is going on there?
Jones.
Is it a magical world?
That CGI is really good, by the way.
That was amazing for that era and now. It looks better than all that stuff now. It's crazy.
But is there other magic in that world?
I think so. There's, like, the dead man.
There's a lot of, like...
Is there stuff on land that's magical just in the sea?
Yeah, there's...
I mean, if you took that gold from the chest, you couldn't die. You turned into, like, a zombie at night.
You're immortal, yeah.
I'm going to go Pirates because I don't want the risk of like Lex Luthor or whatever. Any supervillain.
Lex Luthor is your biggest fucking concern? He's just
he's a supervillain, right?
Yeah, but he's a
Doomsday.
He's Superman's greatest villain. Doomsday is the most
Doomsday's the one that kills him.
Yeah.
Wasn't Galactus just a guy who eats planets?
That's Fantastic Four.
I could deal with the guy who says words backwards.
Mr. Mitsipuk.
Yeah. Him I wouldn't have much trouble with.
Is it just me?
Are you a DC guy, Clemmer?
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Huge DC guy.
Is it just me or did like Superman kind of slip past all of us? Like Superman feels like the stereotypical hero, but I was not introduced.
Oh, I was a big Superman.
After Spider-Man.
You're a big Superman guy?
I mean, it is. I get what you're saying, Danny, because like the best Superman movies came out in like the 70s and 80s. So I feel like people who grew up then, whereas we were like Marvel kids, but I watched all the Superman movies as a kid, the Christopher Reeves. I watched the Superman animated series. I love Superman. I'm with Clemmer. DC is better than Marvel. Like, Marvel just, or DC blew a 3-1 lead. Like, DC has, they have fucking Superman and, like, if you told people name two superheroes, they would say Superman and Batman. And the fact that that they haven't been able to, I mean, Batman, they made great movies. Like, the fact they haven't been able to make a good Superman movie in my lifetime is too crazy.
It's, he doesn't
one-dimensional.
Yeah, yeah.
They haven't made a good Superman movie since Superman 2 in 1980, barely in my lifetime.
Yeah.
Like, that's, but I grew up on those movies. Believe it or not, if you were a kid of the 80s, Superman was much higher than every other superhero.
Yeah, yeah.
Because those movies were top shelf.
What's the best modern Superman representation? Smallville?
I like Man of Steel.
Man of Steel sucks.
I like it. Some of the,
let's take all the fun parts away from Superman.
No, I
he doesn't save a single person in Man of Steel.
He destroys a whole town.
I agree. He's dour. I think that Shannon was good in it. And I also think that the scene where he first learns to fly is very sick. I think that's
probably. I think it's just, he just looks like a good Superman. And that goes, that buys them a lot.
Batman vs. Superman is the worst movie of all.
That's so bad.
Their conflict.
Cartoon Network
Justice League.
Justice League's horrible.
Yeah.
I would say the Cartoon Network Justice League is my favorite Superman.
That was very good.
Really?
The animated, yeah.
I was never a Superman kid.
Mm-hmm. The scene where
I never had a good remake.
I was a Tick boy.
The comics.
All my toys
the
were the tick
with Patrick the Warburton.
Tick? I was a big Tick guy.
Yeah, did you guys like the comics? When Superman Doomsday kills Superman, that comic series is great. It was really well done. Like, it was really good. I love Superman a lot as a kid.
They're kind of like the Batman Superman thing. There was like the Angels with Shohei and Trout. You know what I mean? Like they had one A, one B in the MLB.
Never making the playoffs.
Yeah, never.
DC even has the best villain with Joker.
The Joker too. It's
like,
crazy.
Oh my god! Yeah, they're fucking up.
It's
yeah.
crazy.
Well, no, Batman's been great.
Batman's been great.
The Christopher Nolan Batmans are great. The Robertson Patton Batman
but
was
DC
really good.
On a whole. Yeah, it's been fucking up.
Like, he's not Batman. They only make good Batman movies when it's just Batman. They haven't been able to make incorporate him into the DCU well.
Yeah.
The Ben Affleck Batman was the best part of those Justice League movies.
Absolutely.
He looked the part.
But again, their conflict in Batman vs. Superman getting resolved because they both realize their mom's name is Martha is
so
one of
stupid.
The crazier things ever in a movie.
Mm-hmm. That's real?
Yeah. That's real. They're that's like real. Fighting the whole movie and then...
And he has a kryptonite spike. He's
yeah, and Superman's
Superman.
Like, Martha!
You're
and
killing Martha.
Batman's like, what did you just say? That's my mom's name! And then they're just like, never mind, let's kill the bad guys.
Let's be friends!
Yeah.
So stupid. So one vote for Pirates of the Caribbean from Danny. Nick?
I mean, I'm abstaining. These both suck tremendous dick. just like pirates are just dirty rapists.
Ugh, that's true.
They come into town, take everything, and then leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then Metropolis is always just being flattened, like to an atomic level. I'm abstaining. This sucks.
You can you're also welcome to abstain if you want.
I will not abstain.
Mm-hmm.
I am going to choose Metropolis. And Nick is right. Metropolis would not be good. Being Pirates of the Caribbean time is the worst. There's no toilets, no running water. It's mm-hmm. horrific.
Yeah.
It's a horrible place to be.
Yeah.
The idea that someone thinks this is the best place to live is insane.
A lot of submissions for pirates.
That's a weather-based thing.
I agree.
A weather-based choice.
It's geolocation. You'd rather be in the Caribbean now than be in Pirates of the Caribbean with whatever powers that
like,
be there.
Keira Knightley is beautiful. She would smell like ass.
Yeah.
I would rather live in Siberia now than Pirates of the Caribbean.
There's also something that is not giving a fuck. Like, you're waking up, you're a pirate every day. You don't. Your only goal is to survive.
I bet you no pirate's happy.
What?
That's why they drink. That's
they're always just looking for treasure.
Yeah. Looking for booty, yeah.
Once they find it, they're lost, man.
Yeah. Clemmer?
Yeah, I took Metropolis.
An abstention. I think I would pick Metropolis between the two. I'd agree. I think the Pirates world is just not as glamorous as the movies.
Metropolis is only it's like a slightly worse New York, right?
It's worse, but also, I guess, kind of better.
I always thought
crime is worse.
Metropolis was Chicago and Gotham City was New York.
No, I've always thought well, it's weird because Smallville's Kansas.
Yeah.
So, like, technically,
well,
Metropolis.
That's where he grew up.
But he doesn't, like, it seems like he goes to the big city outside of their town. It's not like he moved from Kansas to New York.
No, that's what I think. I've always said, and the guys are from Cleveland, the guys that created. So I always thought that Chicago and Metropolis.
Yeah, Gotham has always been
really.
New York. Gotham
I've always thought Metropolis is like fictional and Gotham is just New York-Chicago mix.
I always thought Gotham as New York and Metropolis.
If in 1978 movie Superman, Metropolis is clearly New York.
There is actually something I found very interesting in the Joker Faliadu movie, which was awful.
So bad.
But there is a point where they're in a courtroom and it goes like, City or the city Gotham State in New York. Mm-hmm. And I was like, huh, I feel like that's never really been confirmed before.
Wow, yeah. Yeah.
That whole scene is, they shoot it outside of the New York City courthouse building.
Like, yeah.
Downtown. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
City Hall.
Yeah. I'm going Metropolis. I'd rather live in a city where, yeah, I mean, Lex Luthor might be up to his tricks, but I got Superman. At the end of the day, soup's going to come.
You're warm year round in Caribbean.
Yeah, I'm smelly.
Number two seed versus
so
number
bad.
You have an excuse to be smelly now.
You don't live long either.
Two seed versus 15 seed. The two seed is Harry Potter. Nice. Harry Potter's world. And again, you're in a medium special person here. So you're
a wizard of Hogwarts.
You are a wizard.
I'm a wizard?
You are definitely a wizard of some kind.
Or at least a mudblood.
I think a medium person to Harry. Right.
Medium special person. So
I don't want to be in fucking within 4 years of Harry Potter. Those were the worst years of school for anybody.
Let's say you're not within the 4 years of Harry Potter's graduating class. So you're in the Harry Potter universe and you are a wizard. You can do magic, but you're not an exceptional wizard. You're not like some fucking beast, Dumbledore or whatever. You're just a medium level wizard. And that's going to
be you're a no name Hufflepuff.
Yeah, yes.
You're a no name string Quidditch team.
Yeah, that works like the
JV Quidditch, a bludger.
Yep. Benched, never played. And you were like working the ministry of whatever. And that's going up against number 15 seed. This one I didn't totally get until I thought about it for a second. Pandora from Avatar, but you would have to be a Na'vi. So
blue. So I have to attach my sex organ to my mode of transportation.
Yes, and to everything. You have to you have to use your hair to fuck it or start your car.
Fuck that. Yeah.
So you're a Na'vi in Pandora, or you're a wizard in Harry Potter. Let's start with you, Danny.
I've been waiting for the Hogwarts world. That might be my 1-1. I would love to be just one of the cooler people in Ravenclaw, as opposed to nobody.
You're not a Ravenclaw.
You're not a Ravenclaw.
Hufflepuff.
You're
give
Hufflepuff.
Me that.
I see Hufflepuff.
Going Hogwarts instantly. Would love to roam around in that forest. Are we all on the same agreement? Like, do you see Slytherin the same as you see like Lannisters?
Yeah,
Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah.
All right, that's normal, right? I don't know if it was the green, the white hair or what, but all right, just a side note. Mm-hmm. Hogwarts easily.
One for the Harry Potter world?
Yep.
At Gryffindor, their branding is closer to Lannister.
It's true. Red and line.
Oh, okay, that's what I'm messing up. I thought they were green.
The Slytherins are green and snake, yeah.
I don't like Harry Potter.
I meant Lannister.
I read the books, got to like the third movie. Don't like Harry Potter.
Did you watch the full third movie? That's when it gets good. First two, I think, are the worst.
I disagree.
I watched
Sides 5.
That's when Chris Columbus left, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. And Iñárritu, I think, Alfonso Cuarón directed the third one.
I'm still going to go Harry Potter here. Wands are gay. I don't want to be waving that for tricks.
Holding a wand. And saying the incantations isn't great either.
No. The school seems cold and dark, and the professors seem mean.
Buffet every meal. Mm-hmm. Get a broomstick.
Yeah.
Flying around.
Fly.
I don't even know if I'd be afraid.
To get on the broom? Friend's
fly.
Probably gay.
I wouldn't fly.
You don't have
work.
To. You can apparate and you can like instantly teleport anywhere you
want.
I'm not
going to Hogwarts. I'm going to go straight to like the workforce. I'm going to go.
You can go to trade school.
I'm going to be that shrunken head on the double decker bus.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
The Jamaican.
I'm going to be the Jamaican drunken head.
Yeah.
That's what I'll do.
Do you remember
the Bombay Ride?
One of the many funny things about J.K. Rowling is that like one of the only black characters in Harry Potter's name is like Frank Shacklesworth or something.
His name is Seamus Shackles.
No, that's the Irish guy you're thinking of. His name is like Seamus O'Malley or some shit. Yeah.
And then the one Asian is Cho Chang.
Cho Chang. Yeah.
Wait, and then the one Jewish character she made. His last name's Goldstein.
Yeah,
His name's Money Goldstein.
Money Goldstein, yep.
Oh, it's not money.
Nah, it's not.
He's got the most amazing imagination of all time, except when it comes to thinking about
naming things. She had no clue what to do with names.
She's in the middle of a Wendy's lobby writing it on the napkin or whatever. She's Cho Chang.
Cho Chang, that's a winner. So,
racist.
Two for Harry Potter. Clemmer?
How come everyone in Harry Potter is British? Like, is there an American?
There's American.
There's American college.
Yeah.
Or high school, I guess.
So there's an American, like, Hogwarts?
Yeah.
That we just
I don't know where it
we
is.
We never see it?
No, not in the movies or anything.
But it exists?
Yeah, not even
how do we know
fire,
it exists?
Right?
Mm-hmm. It does exist.
Well, what were the other wizard universities in Goblet of Fire?
There was a...
One was very clearly Germany and France.
There was, like, Boubatons or something, which was French.
All right, so I can stay in America?
And then there was another one there's Eastern European. That's where, like, Victor Crumb went and all them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, I can still do like American Dad. I can still like watch baseball and go to the movies and do things like that.
That's all. You're gonna love Belarus. This. The Ivor Morney School of Witchcraft and Wizardry, which is in Mount Greylock, Massachusetts.
Right.
That could not be closer to you. What do you want?
Why do you think I left? I don't want to be cold. It's fine. That's good. Yeah, I'll do that.
You're in New York City. It's cold there.
Believe me, I am going to move only south.
From here on, yeah.
You know, like if there was a Barstool San Diego, I would be petitioning every day to go there.
Oh,
like,
me too.
No, I don't like the other world, the Avatar.
The Pandora?
Nonsense. Yeah, yeah.
Unobtainium with Giovanni Ribisi?
I like Giovanni Ribisi. I don't like that. Giovanni Ribisi, by the way, cinematographer, Straight Drawing.
Was he really?
Yeah, first time he's ever shot a movie. It's very good.
Wow. Good for him.
Have you guys ever met an actual Avatar fan?
No, they don't exist.
Not like they a super exist. Fan.
They make so much money, though.
Yeah, you know who is a super fan, though? DeAndre Hopkins. He is
him dressing up as the Na'vi.
He dressed up like a Na'vi for Halloween in one of the most like extensive, like super complicated costumes I've ever seen in my life. It was crazy.
I've never met any. That's a great question.
Actually, I never met anyone, but I did tweet something similar to that one time. Like, I've never met, like, whatever. No one likes Avatar, and my replies were a lot of Avatar fans. Mm-hmm. But like, they don't exist on Earth.
They must exist. They make so much money, but yet
they're James Cameron bots.
They also
have like their own world at Universal. Is that where it is?
It's very cool too. Or no, at Disney World. They had it. I went on the rock. Me, Jeff Portnoy, and Austin.
Was it called Dave?
Just
Portnoy?
The boys?
Dave.
Yeah, I called him Portnoy.
My brain was scanning every single person there, and like, you know how you just like sometimes you just zero in on one thing. But we all went on the ride there. It was sick. It was very cool. They like pump smells and sound like it's fucking sick. No farts, thank God. So we're all Harry Potter. Tommy,
Harry Potter, easy.
Harry Potter, easy. So Harry Potter's gonna move on. Before we get to the playoffs, let's talk about our last ad of the day. New one, Pepper Palace.
Oh wow!
Never heard of this one before seeing this ad, but it seems amazing. Pepper Palace specializes in wild to mild, small batch, handcrafted all natural hot sauces, barbecue sauce, seasonings, wing sauce, and more. With flavors of from the hottest out there to the ones with no heat, Pepper Palace has something for everyone. Over 90 retail location stores where you could try before you buy the free sample every day. Give the gift of flavor this year with a specialty gift pack with a stocking stuffer from Pepper Palace. Visit pepperpalace.com and shop the exclusive deals on this holiday season. This Black Friday, save on top picks from their 30% off savings deal at pepperpalace.com and save up to 70% off on pre-made gift packs at any store retail location. Visit pepperpalace.com and shop exclusive deals this holiday season. Sounds great. I love hot sauce.
We have
cool
to tell,
sponsor. Cool sponsor. Yeah.
We have to tell Marty about this. Marty and I love both. Marty especially loves sauces.
Yeah, he's a big sauce guy.
He believes there's sauces in the earth that have not yet been discovered.
Okay, playoffs time. First matchup of the day is Star Wars. We're aware, at least.
Yeah, someone wear Star Wars.
Versus Whoville.
That's the Dr. Seuss.
Yes, Dr. Seuss from How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
The Star Wars world. It depends what planet you're on. You guys
so we said
that?
It would
we
be
said Naboo.
We said Naboo, which is like Lake Cuomo in Italy, more or less.
Yeah.
And for me, while we wait for Tommy, I would say between these two, Whoville seems more idyllic, I guess. I would say Star Wars, though, because
does everyone speak in rhymes?
They don't speak in rhymes in The Grinch. Yeah, so I don't think so. I would say Star Wars because I think Star Wars world is, especially if you're in Naboo, it seems like it'd be amazing.
Yeah, Naboo seems pretty cool. I'll choose that too. The Whoville stuff I think would annoy me.
Two for Star Wars versus Whoville. Nick.
There's zero threat of annihilation or genocide in Whoville.
It's fair.
I'm going to go. And there's no people that can control things with their mind, whether they be good or evil.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going Whoville.
Waking up from like a Jedi mind trance and you're getting butt fucked by Yoda. Like, that's
just. Yeah, right. I don't want that.
You don't want that.
Dude, you know, waking up next to Kit Fisto? Hell no.
Actually, no. Kit Fisto definitely fucks right. You do want to wake up next to him.
Kit Fisto?
Yeah.
I'm not fucking Kit Fisto.
He's like a Jamaican, like, squid man. Like, he fucks right.
I mean, he fists, I assume.
Yeah. Of course. Danny.
I'm going to go Whoville. Every day just seems like a pep rally. The best times of the year are even better in Whoville.
That sounds exhausting.
Nothing but joy.
It's weird. 2-2, Star Wars versus Whoville.
Oh, Whoville. You got two Grinch heads on here. Good luck beating fucking Whoville. Oh, yeah, you missed it. Me and DC are the two biggest Jim Carrey Grinch fans
in
the world.
Every detail about it, and I told them how much you hate it.
Yeah, I'm gonna be
kind of could probably directly quote at least the first 20 minutes of that.
I think we need to watch it together one day and see how much we can quote of it. I'm due for my rewatch with my dad in maybe 2 or 3 weeks, and then after that,
we'll
I'll
fly
have it
Danny
all fresh.
Yeah, fly Danny after watching
Why did your dad watch it with you?
Bulletproof.
Yeah.
We just watched it.
Does he watch it because he knows you love it, or does he watch it because he enjoys it?
We both. We I don't know. We watched it as a kid the first time. It's the one Christmas movie. We watch it every year.
That's the one?
It's the one Christmas
movie. It's a great movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. Don't hate on it.
Not a I think it's way better than you think.
Clemmer's too busy watching It's a Wonderful Life.
Oh, you're exactly right. That is the best Christmas movie by far.
Vengeance.
It is. It's sad. What's
Christmas I love about? That movie so much.
It is a,
it's
very
sad for me.
It does start with like a suicide attempt, basically. That is.
Yeah. It doesn't give me the spirit.
Oh, my. At the end of that movie, when your friends and family help him out, and the angel and the angel gets his wings?
It's good in the sense where it's like, man, I owe a couple people apologies, but I don't know if it gets me in the Christmas spirit.
Oh. The Muppet Christmas Carol was my one. Muppet I love Christmas. The Muppets. I'm obsessed with the Muppets.
Mr. You know he's a huge Muppet Christmas guy. Skirt. Maybe the number one Muppet guy I thought at this company until you just said that, Jeff D. Lowe. He loves.
That's me and
Jeff
not, D. Lowe talk Muppets shocking. A lot.
Yeah, that makes sense. He is obsessed with the Muppets.
You know who hates the Muppets? Who? Saturday Night Live in the 70s. When Henson. It was Jim Henson was there, and Michael Donnie, the head writer, says, I don't write for felt.
Yeah.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
A great disarming attack.
I just watched the scene where the Muppets found out Jim Henson died, and they tackled death and loss so perfectly, the Muppets.
Those damn Muppets.
It's really good shit.
I like the Jason Segel Muppet movie. I thought was pretty good.
Guy from Flight of the Conchords won an Oscar.
Jermaine Clement.
Yeah. The other
guy?
Brett.
Oh, the sexy elf. Yeah. Okay, so now we have Elder Scrolls versus Avatar The Last Airbender, not the other Avatar. So this was a
cartoon.
Oh, that's the bad M. Night Shyamalan movie?
No. Yeah. The bad M. Night Shyamalan movie was based off of
an
extremely good cartoon.
Sure, it's awesome.
It was it was amazing.
It bothers me that it when you look at IMDb, like top TV shows of all time, it's ranked like 10th or something.
It's
pisses me
it's
off.
An extremely,
there's no way it's good.
Why is it, like, what's good?
It's like an extremely well-built world where it's like everybody has like one of like four like powers, or not everybody. I would say like, what is it, like 50-50 percentage-wise of like the population?
I would say like one third.
Yeah. They you either are able to control fire, you're able to control
Captain
Earth.
Planet.
But that's just those four, five people, whatever. Like this is like all these people can control Earth, you control wind, you control fire, or you control water.
Okay.
And each one is corresponding to a nation. So like there's like the Earth Nation, the Fire Nation, Water Nation, Air Nation, and they all do different things. And it's like a very well built world. It's all about like
I think everybody would like it if they watched it.
I would agree. I think it's such a well put. It's made by do you know the guy that made the Mandalorian, Dave Filoni.
Yeah, I don't.
So he made The Mandalorian. He made like all the new great Star Wars stuff. He's the one who was like partially the creator or partially the.
But why is this world good? I guess then
it's just like
the world sounds horrible so far.
No, it's amazing. The way they put together like all the
not the movie, not the show. I'm saying the world.
The cities are beautiful. It's good. It's a good vibe.
Yeah, very good vibe.
It's like ancient Japan.
I'm gonna abstain. I feel bad because I don't know either of these things, so I'm gonna abstain.
It's totally fine.
I don't know either of them, but we're taking guesses based on
are
what
we know. Yeah. Well, Elder Scrolls is good because...
They have a good border.
They have a great border across the whole country. So let's start, though, with Danny. Elder Scrolls versus Avatar.
I'm going to have to go Avatar.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know too much about Elder Scrolls, but the forest looks cool. I could have my own horse, connect ponytail to it, I guess, by
different
default.
Different Avatar.
Oh, Airbender.
Yeah.
Okay, that's... So do I only have the possibility of getting superpowers if I choose Airbender? Or
I think, again, you're medium special. I think you're a below-average bender in this case.
Can you give me like a rough estimate of what year it would be like in each
yes,
of these?
Yes, yeah, that helps.
Like feudal Japan, probably?
Yeah, like close to like feudal Japan, I would say.
Or like 1400s?
So no running water.
Yeah.
And what about in Elder Scrolls?
Yeah, running water would
be an
issue.
Probably a little earlier than that, I would say.
It's earlier than that?
No, Elder Scrolls medieval.
Yeah, those goes close to medieval.
Yeah, I'm going Airbender.
Why would anyone want to live in either of these times?
Matt being able to do magic.
But you can't piss in a toilet.
They have toilets in both of these.
They don't have running water.
Toilets. I don't know if they definitely had running water in Ba Sing Se.
Pissing in a bucket.
You can literally move water. Like you have the power to move water in this game.
Yeah,
that
would be nice.
So in Bloodbending, I forgot about that, how creepy that was. So you're going with Avatar, Danny?
Yep.
Nick.
The dragons in Elder Scrolls is a knock.
Dragons?
Mm-hmm.
It's a knock.
You guys should have led with that.
There are dragons.
It's a problem.
It's a knock. But granted, they only existed for, like, in the Skyrim, like, they weren't... There's a lot of bad shit. In Oblivion, there's...
Daedra?
Hell can come to Earth. It has to be Avatar.
Speaking of dragons, can I intervene real quick?
there's this clip that came out like a month ago from the show, and I still watch it maybe every other day. The producer just chimed in, and you guys asked him, it was Jason. Mythical creatures. Yes, it was dragons or something. And he immediately, did you see this, Nick? He starts off with, I need to fuck a dragon.
Jason, yes.
Nick,
yeah.
Everyone goes, what? And he goes, oh, if you can't admit that, that's the most basic thing. Yeah. You gotta see this clip.
Oh, that's a fetish.
Was there any follow-up? He was like, he was acting like, wait, not everyone. He went home that night and was like, okay, I guess.
Is he still around?
Wants to fuck
Jason?
A
yeah, it was just, oh, yeah. We were talking about him. We were just talking about the other day. He was just like,
wait, Beard Jason?
Yeah, Beard Jason.
Beard Jason.
Oh, I thought it was like an intern named Jason.
No,
Jason?
No. Regular
he
Jason.
He needs to fuck a dragon?
He was like the tiebreaker on. I think
why are you surprised?
You gotta see this. The confidence.
Yeah, you're right.
If you had to tell me anyone in the office wanted to fuck a dragon,
he'd be my
one. Jason, yeah.
We were talking about like which mythical creature is the best, and he was the tie-breaking vote. And he was like, what would you pick, Jason? And he's like, a dragon, I need to fuck one.
Yeah.
See if we can put it up
but
to
he
the...
He said, like, of course you want to fuck a dragon the same way. Like, of course you want to fuck an Instagram model.
Yeah, he's like...
you're not going to admit that?
As if it was the most obvious fetish that all of us have ever had. It was very bizarro. But yeah, it was fun. So the two for Avatar right now, Clemmer.
I don't want to be deciding, but Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls.
I don't know. These both sound horrible. I don't know why anyone would want to do these things.
Imagine a
world
horrible.
Elder Scrolls is cool. Like, the cities are cool. Like, you have a cozy little place.
I like
fire
that.
Fire always going.
Yeah. I like that.
You have fire, and you can create fire with your hands. You can create ice with your hands.
I just, it's so
wait, in Elder Scrolls?
Yeah.
I thought that was Avatar.
You could do that in Avatar, too, but it's only
it's
one thing.
It's kind of both.
Yeah. In Avatar, you can only do one of those
the
things.
The winner of this is going up against Whoville.
Yes.
Good fucking luck to either
Whoville
of these.
Or no, it's definitely Whoville.
It's going to go up against Whoville.
I'm
going to
pick Avatar so it wins, and then I'm immediately sending my next vote for
Whoville. I would have picked Avatar anyway.
We have Nick watch this real quick.
Yes, absolutely. Just play it up against the mic.
Okay.
If you can.
A dragon. It's got to be dragons. I need to fuck one. I need them to be real.
He said it damn near accidentally.
That's the most basic thing. Everybody wants to fuck a dragon. If you're not willing to admit it, you're only lying to yourself.
What are you talking about?
Don't play coy, he says. Wait, the way?
It's got to be dragons. I need to fuck one.
He stopped. He did hesitate.
I need to fuck
one. He hesitated on the need. He's like, I need to fuck.
Oh my god.
In fact, that clip didn't get like 1K retweets. That's truly
that is so fucking
underrated.
Funny.
That was hysterical.
No idea.
So Avatar.
It's like saying like a dinosaur. Like,
but that might
turn
like,
on by a dinosaur.
That might be like an inner bar. So if you know Jason.
Yeah.
But still, like I'm willing to say I'm the exact opposite of horny if I'm next to a fire breathing dragon.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like good fucking. It's like
there is
fucking
nothing.
An
imagine
looks
a dragon's about to breathe fire on you. And you're like,
is there anything it shares with a human?
I need to fuck you.
No.
So like, is he watching Jurassic Park and like, oh, he's beautiful pig.
Or like Game of Thrones, and he's like, oh,
look at that brontosaurus.
I wanna fuck
that might be the way to beat a dragon. You could creep a dragon out by hitting on it. A dragon's probably never been hit on by a human.
I'm gonna fuck that dragon.
Yeah.
He's not slaying
fuck
it.
That dust.
You're gonna breathe fire on me, daddy?
He always thought slaying a dragon meant like slaying pussy.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to say this to him because it almost freaked me out in the moment.
That's what I figured because you guys were weirdly quiet. And I was like, I don't know this guy.
I thought he was.
Then.
No, I just
it's
didn't
the
know
the most basic
this.
Thing.
No, fucking a girl.
Food, water, shelter, fucking a dragon.
Yeah.
Dragon.
I remember my freshman year college roommate. He, I had to use his computer to get something and he wasn't in the room. So I went on his computer and opened it up and there was dragon porn open. But it was, I don't know the mechanics of it entirely. But in the porn, the dragon was fucking a car. So like, I don't know how that is something that could turn on a human. Because it wasn't like
CGI or cartoon?
It was like a cartoon.
That would be weird if you caught a dragon watching that.
Yeah. But
imagine a human watching that?
That's like a guy fucking his couch.
And it would also be less weird if it was watching a dragon fuck a dragon.
Yes.
Because that's kind of badass.
This was, it was
it's
a dragon.
It's not sexy.
You could claim I was curious, but you're never
it was a dragon like flooding out a car with cum. Like, it was fucking the car, and it was like blowing out the windows with
what
jets.
Kind of car?
It's like a red sedan.
Ooh.
Mm.
I get it now.
Yeah, now it suddenly makes sense. In the moment, I was like, holy shit, is that my freshman year roommate? But I think he has a different name. But yeah, so it freaked me out for a split second. So Tommy went for Whoville versus Avatar.
Yeah, I mean, this shouldn't even be a
I'm going
contest.
Avatar. I'm going Avatar.
Everyone's happy all the time. We had a huge countdown clock to Christmas. There's no bad things besides the Grinch, who turns out to not be that bad at all.
You would hate that.
The mayor's like, it's like a politician.
You would hate this, Tommy. If everyone's happy all the time,
I would. You know what I'd like it more than? Feudal fucking Japan.
It's not like feudal. It might be like a little bit of an over exaggeration.
Yeah, it's like pick heaven or hell.
It's feudal Japan without, like, there's like the Fire Nation at, well, they were at war, but like,
you okay, get so many. San is real in fucking Whoville. That's awesome.
Right.
Yeah.
You can at least acknowledge you're not picking Whoville because it'd be too nice.
I'm picking Whoville because it seems great and it seems a lot better than a terrible time to live.
You know, but anyone who's not picking it is because it's too happy, too joyous.
I haven't looked in the Whoville lore, like, or whatever that world is. There has to be more evil.
No. That's why they hate the Grinch so much.
It's kind of like limited area. It's all on a snowflake. I don't know how much more there can possibly be in the world.
But like when you watch the Grinch, don't you kind of root for the Grinch?
Well, yeah, but he.
So that tells you how horrible the Whoville is.
You root for him to change.
Yeah, you see what the Grinch really is, and you see inside of his character, and you see his upbringing, and you see, oh, he was made fun of at school. He felt like an outcast. He was basically exiled.
So maybe people in Whoville aren't that great.
Yeah, maybe they're not nice.
I mean, I'll tell you what, if a green fucking monster showed up, I might give him a couple of dirty looks too.
Yeah, are we going to address this or
are we just going to let this slide?
So we're 1-1 right now. Avatar.
Tommy's one of the bad guys in Wicked.
Oh, absolutely.
What are you going with?
Whoville. I went with Avatar. I want powers.
I want a TV and go to the movies.
Whoville?
You got that in Whoville.
Yeah, you don't have this in this fucking other place.
I didn't remember that.
In Whoville, you're just a little more excited for
Christmas. All the things I like. That's what it's so crazy with some of these things. Like, you enjoy watching this Avatar Airbender thing, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy it. You cannot watch it in this other world. You cannot. You love movies. All the things you love to do, you can no longer do.
Yeah, but if I could fly, I would be like, okay with.
How do you know that? You know what you love now. Like, after a half hour of flying, I'd be like, all right.
I think you'd like
No,
flying.
You wouldn't.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fucking sick.
All right, 3 days. Like, at some point, you're like, all right, I get it.
But imagine the simple hassle of getting to fly over, like, having to rent a divvy. Even that alone is like, all right, this is way better.
Rent a what?
Normal.
That's our city
bike. Oh, sorry,
here.
City bike.
Okay, sorry. threw me for a fucking loop
or
there.
Hail a cab.
Drop and rent a divvy.
Yeah. I don't know. I just, even if it wasn't the airbending, if I was able to, like, you know, make a stone house with my hands. Or like make a fuck like they or if I was a waterbender, be able to like walk on the water, like do all this shit's crazy.
I guess like the first few times you do it, I think after a while you'd be like, all right,
not really. Know. You can make a house. You're saving hundreds.
Walk
of
on the water.
Dollars.
I bet like by the 80th time you walk in the water, you're probably like, all right.
Creep.
Tommy, you're too Jewish presenting to live in Whoville. They would.
That's true. No, but counterpoint, my nose would look way different.
Yeah,
that's so the they wouldn't think I was noses. Jewish. Yeah.
They also. Even I don't Moses. Remember seeing a TV in Whoville for the point of the movie and TV.
He has a.
It's a modern times, though, right?
I don't remember him having one, though. That's all I'm saying.
Well, he might not have one because he doesn't have electricity up in Mount Crumpet.
I don't remember them in their house having one, like in Cindy Lou Who's house.
But I know Grinch had one, I believe.
They had to light the Christmas
Grinch
tree.
Had a radio.
They definitely have electricity, no doubt.
And they have radios.
If they got electricity soon enough, they'll get to you.
Like, Grinch has a radio.
The Grinch stuff has
so I could listen to baseball games. Like,
but there's no baseball games.
It all comes down to baseball.
Yeah, but there is no baseball games.
I think there are. I think Whoville's like pretty normal. So compared, like I think it's pretty normal.
Do you think that Whoville, like Who baseball, is as good?
Probably.
Literally,
not.
Who's on first?
Probably,
like Who's
probably sucks.
Yeah,
probably
there's
sucks.
Literally a Who on first.
It probably sucks.
Yeah.
Then you could be the best.
Yeah.
No, I still wouldn't be the best.
So we're
two for
Whoville, one for Avatar, Nick.
My vote doesn't matter. You know who I'm sitting next to. Avatar, though.
Yeah, Avatar. Danny.
Whoville, baby. Fucking go.
Whoville.
You guys would get so tired of it.
No, I want it. I actually want it.
Everything you like would not be there in the same sense. Like
it wouldn't
saying, like,
be an Avatar
you,
either.
Everything you like wouldn't
it,
be there at
it
all
wouldn't, but
in
you'd
any
have,
sense.
But you'd have powers, and you'd be like, you'd be basically magical.
I'd rather have happiness.
Yeah, but you wouldn't have all the happiness.
I don't
that
want,
you used
like,
to.
If you told me, like, right now, I swear to God, if you're like, all right, Chris, you can have powers, you can never enjoy baseball, which is the thing I really like, or I can never go to the movies again. I'm fine. I'm happy with how I am now. Like, I'm happy enjoying the things I enjoy now.
I don't know, but like, if you could fly.
But I can never do something.
You go fly to a baseball game.
I can never.
You go fly to any baseball game you want. That's a great point.
I can either fly or never see a movie again. I'd want to go see movies. I know I love movies. After flying, like, all right, flying is cool, but like, I enjoy going to the movies.
I don't know, man. That seems fucking awesome. I would love that. So Whoville's
going to be microscopic to live in Whoville.
It's also true. You are like this. You're a subatomic.
Oh, really?
They're on a snowflake.
It's on a speck of dust or a snowflake.
Yeah.
We're all equal. We're all equal in Whoville, though.
That's a loss.
Yeah. Well, you voted for it.
Okay.
So now we have this is what you voted for, sucker. Like,
fucking, yeah, you
like,
sure me.
Yeah. So now we have Lord of the Rings versus Star Trek. Again, Lord of the Rings is specifically I thought that was the final.
I thought Whoville just won.
No, Whoville's into the finals. So Lord of the Rings, specifically the Shire versus Star Trek, Tommy.
I'll go Star Trek. Like I said, the farmlands and shit, and the whatever the thing is where I can go to anywhere I want. Mm-hmm. That seems
teleporter.
Great. Yeah, so I'm gonna go with Star Trek.
I would do between these two. I think I would be mentally more at peace in the Lord of the Rings world, but I Star Trek world just seems, at the point we're at right now, I would rather be in Star Trek world.
Star Trek world looks very happy, and it looks amazing. All of the features you can do. It looks like our world, like, much better.
There are some nasty.
The future that Roddenberry has is much more happier than a lot of, it's not like Blade Runner.
Yeah, true. Mm, not not dystopian. Although it was
dystopian.
It's rare
to see
a
happy future depicted in sci-fi.
I know.
Yeah, they had a dystopian future, and then they fixed it, basically. Like, they had a World War III, and then it all...
Things usually come up good guy. Yeah. I'm going to go... Yeah, you got to go Star Trek here.
Star Trek, Danny?
Does it Star Trek already win? I'll take whatever I need to in order to advance Whoville somehow.
Yeah, well, Star Trek is now moving on. Now we have on the top Harry Potter versus Metropolis. Danny?
Oh, Harry Potter, easily. It's right up there with Whoville.
Are you a Harry Potter guy?
I love the movies, but I don't know if you could beat that world. Like, you have the option of having powers, all those mythical creatures. Every day seems like a new adventure.
Mythical creatures to me is a negative.
Me too.
Depends on the creature.
There's dragons too.
There are dragons.
And giant spiders.
Mm. Do we see dragons?
Aragog, I forgot about him. Damn.
Yeah, I'm thinking Buckbeat. I'm thinking that bird.
Also dangerous. He slashes someone.
One of the Weasleys had a dragon.
Yeah, Bill was a dragon trainer.
I thought they were more of a snake family, but still Harry Potter regardless.
Yeah.
Never a boring day at Hogwarts.
Harry Potter, Nick.
I'm going Harry Potter of Metropolis, but I don't love it. It's not strong.
Two for Harry Potter, Clemmer?
Yeah, same. I guess it's kind of cool, like Harry Potter, we're still in the modern world, but I'd have like mild wizard powers.
Yeah. You could watch baseball if you want, it doesn't matter.
And I can go to the movies and I can do all the things I want to do. I could have like a regular life, but I just have these little extra
powers. Have way more of a regular life in Metropolis.
But I have regular life plus I have powers. Metropolis,
yes.
I'm a regular guy.
You're at this fucking school.
You don't have to. You're
only for a little while.
How does it work? You graduate from school and you're just a wizard in the real world?
You can either go and live your life like kind of as like a muggle, like a regular person, or you can go work in the
Is everybody a wizard?
No. I think most people aren't.
Most people are not.
How do you get it?
It's you're born with it.
It's family.
Yeah.
Like what percentage? What percent
are
wizards?
There are only two genders.
Must be small. Think about how many people are in Hogwarts and how many people live in England.
Yeah.
Right. Well,
Claire, you're saying like having powers in Harry Potter world is a con for you? Okay.
Because like I would basically live in this world, right? I probably, you know, maybe have the same job, but I get to do a couple. I can make like this item float or something. All right, it's a win.
So slightly less than 1% of the world's population are wizards.
This sounds like a W then, right?
Yeah.
So
I want to raise you to you. Like, you can also apparate, which means like you teleport anywhere. So you could, if you were like, hey, I want to go watch some SD, you're there.
So yeah, I get teleportation powers as well as live in the real world?
As well as live
in the real world. This is impossible to beat.
Yeah, and you have a wand, which means you can do magic.
I don't like the wand thing.
You want to be able to do magic?
I do. I know this, it is like it's very phallic.
You could sit there watching that fucking Dodgers game, and you could be like, put a fucking curse on Freddie Freeman.
That's cheating. I don't like that.
Avada Kedavra.
Yeah, well, you could murder him.
You'd have to be like very powerful. You could change the channel with your wand.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, like that stuff. Like, there's regular base. I don't want to hurt or impact anybody else's life.
Mm-hmm. Fair. I'm just throwing it out there. So Harry Potter is going to win, but...
I would have went Metropolis, for the record.
Metropolis. Harry Potter would have voted for as well. So Harry Potter versus Star Trek, Tommy.
Star Trek. I mean, it feels like a bunch of runt kids in Hogwarts, and Star Trek seems like Star Trek just seems like the future. Like living in the future would be awesome. There's some trouble. I mean, I wouldn't want to be Harry Potter. Voldemort has a real distaste for me. but I would. Yeah, I'd go with Star Trek. Seems like the future. Future seems sick.
I would do between these two. The technology advances of Star Trek are awesome. I would love to have the superpowers of a wizard. Like, if I could be, like, right now on a Friday, instead of taking a 10-hour flight to Turkey, just go, bam, I'm there.
Yeah, but then you're there. No, but then you're there alone.
You can also do that.
Also, you have to keep that you're a wizard secret. If you get found out, don't they like?
You also wouldn't be going to Turkey. You would probably you just go to, like, give yourself hair.
I could also use do fucking magic and make.
But in the future, in Star Trek, you probably just take a pill and have hair.
No, they don't care about that in the future. That was the thing that Roddenberry said.
Because Jean-Luc Picard doesn't have hair.
Yeah, because Picard doesn't have hair.
They don't care about hair.
Yeah, they're like, why doesn't Picard use technology to get hair? And he's like, in the future, they wouldn't care about that.
So that's
I'm just saying that's like one problem that could just easily be fixed with like wizarding powers.
But it wouldn't be a problem in Star Trek.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is one problem that could be easily fixed, and there's other ones that could also be fixed. And I think just the Harry Potter world having magical powers and all that shit would be sick. So I would go with that. Clemmer?
I'm kind of now I'm back to like, I don't want to have the powers alone. I'm the exact opposite of you with this, but like, I would hate being the only one with these powers.
You wouldn't be.
Well, yeah, you're like part of 1%. But you said you like having powers that other people don't have. I don't like that.
You can also marry or like someone who doesn't have isn't a wizard. Like,
right.
You can interact. You can do all these things.
But I'm the only one who has the power.
Improv class.
Yeah, wizard.
That's right. But I'm the only one with the power. Like
you're not the only.
You
one.
You don't have to.
No, you know, like so. Let's say I can teleport myself to Turkey.
Yeah.
My wife can't.
If she was married to you, you could teleport with her.
You grab
only
onto
if she's married.
You can expose the wizarding world to someone as long as you are married.
All right, then I'll take that, I guess.
Yeah, and that's okay. And then, like, if you divorce, I guess they can wipe memories in the wizarding world, too.
That's scary. I changed my vote. I don't like that. I don't want someone to wipe my memory.
But if you're magic, they can't just do it to you.
Star Trek. I don't like these arbitrary rules.
Two for Star Trek, one for Harry Potter. Nick.
It's Star Trek. It's Star Trek. It just seems better, safer. It's the future, but it's the future done right. I don't know how you could beat that.
Star Trek's going to win, but Danny?
Sad. I mean, we haven't even touched on the invisibility cloak. Give me that alone.
Invisibility is a slippery
pervy
slope.
Power.
There's only like one
pervy
of them. Pervy
yeah,
power.
Yeah, they've always said this is power of the pervers.
Just to be in like a business meeting, hearing people talk about
oh,
me
yeah,
in
you'd be using it in a business
meeting.
Slipping
polyjuice potion into your girlfriend's drink. Yeah, being at a... Going... Not having to walk into a bar alone or wherever to see if it's like good enough to go out.
That is honestly the best thing you've said. That would be a great power.
That's so the worst things. Feeling. I feel bad for the bar when I walk in and just loop back around.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my one friend that I definitely was going to meet here is not here. Maybe I should just walk out.
I'll be back.
And you get the map. What's that thing called that Harry has where it tells you where everyone is?
Mischief Marauders. Map or whatever? Yeah, Marauders map.
Like,
yeah.
You can let the imagination run wild with that, but my vote doesn't matter here anyways.
I walked into a bar with my friends one time and it sucked, so we just went to the bathroom. And like 30 seconds later, like the woman worker charged in and was like, "You guys doing coke in here? Like, did you just come in here to do coke?" We're like, no, just paint. But I guess people do that. They just go into bar bathrooms
to do coke. I've seen your crew. There's no way they thought you were cool enough to be doing
that. Yeah, I don't even know what crew this is. This could have been Seraphim, like, motherfucker.
Was it Seraphim?
No, Seraphim wasn't there.
I knew Seraphim wasn't there.
Yeah.
Shit. We have an invisibility cloak business meeting in the YMCA women's locker room.
someone Seraphim, I think, works with, listens to this podcast and said to him like one time, like, yeah, this podcast, they always mention like Seraphim. Like, I've never heard somebody else with that name before. And he was like, well, that's just me.
It's just me. Yeah.
How about this? Invisibility quote,
Danny's still grasping at straws here.
Getting into any event.
It's over, Danny.
Getting into anywhere free.
That is, ever. You could do that without the invisibility cloak as long as you were in the Harry Potter universe. You could just apparate.
I could also just teleport in the Star Trek world.
But you're also there. You're at this event alone, too.
Didn't Harry Potter teleport and like throw up slugs or some shit? Ron did.
Ron definitely threw up slugs at one point.
I don't want that risk. But Ron had a broken wand. He's an idiot.
Yeah. You don't need a wand to apparate, though.
What'd you expect? Pumpkin juice?
Yeah. I forgot about that. Good luck.
Imagine if you used your brain capacity for something other than movie quotes. You'd be successful.
You'd be the smartest man alive. You would be Ravenclaw.
I got Grinch on my mind during the summer.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. You can't be a summer Grinch guy.
He's Grinching in the summer. Maybe you want to come back to mine and watch Grinch.
It's July, Danny.
For the July.
There's
fireworks in it.
Star Trek versus Whoville, a battle of not very whimsical. One's not very whimsical. I thought it was Harry Potter for a second. So Star Trek versus Whoville to win this entire thing. Start with you, Danny.
Yes. Whoville, baby. Let's go.
Just you should have seen
Clemmer looks nauseous.
You're inside a snow globe. It can't be even. No one's mad there besides the Grinch. Every day is, hey Lou, how you doing? Good, Drew.
But the Grinch is the maddest.
But he's fine. What, he ruins Christmas? He hasn't even killed anyone. He's not even a villain. He's just misunderstood good guy.
Yeah, thank you.
He didn't do anything wrong the whole movie.
Right.
Oh, yeah, fine. He does steal all those presents.
Every
he
light
gives it
off
back
the house.
Literally a half hour later. His heart grows. He saves Cindy from the top of the fucking thing, and boom. Then all of a sudden, everybody's at the Grinch's house having a roast ham.
Roast beast. Yeah.
Roast beast, yes.
Yeah.
This goes toward Whoville not being a great place. It's very Stepford Wives. Like, I don't think Whoville is a good place.
It's very Stepford Wives, yeah. Clement.
It's a bunch of people like pretending to be happy.
Yeah, very performative.
They're not. They are happy.
No. Not everyone's happy all the time.
Fahudoris. Welcome Christmas Day.
When he's in bed.
Fahudoris.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Do you want to start a Grinch podcast?
I was just
going to
ask you that.
Dude, that would be a year-round podcast.
Yeah, every episode we break down 1 minute
one
of the
frame.
Movie.
Yeah, one frame of the movie.
Oh, dude. Yeah, baby Grinch isn't talked about enough. Neither is Teenage Grinch. Go on, whoever.
Fuck these guys. I'm going Star Trek. I can't take
Thank
this
God.
Anymore.
Thank God. I know. We have enough votes. We can end this.
I wish you saw, Clemmer, how many quotes they rattle off in a row.
I wish I hadn't.
Yeah, you're lucky you missed it.
You're not. Holiday Hoobie Woody.
Yes. One-to-one right now, Clemmer.
Can you guys please put out a podcast episode?
Just one on Christmas, and there's just, like no other content on the site. Yeah.
This is not pudding.
What?
Oh, and you're shoving all the food in his mouth. Oh.
Or we just put on a full live action play of the Grinch.
I'm down to get the same exact makeup.
Yeah, but which one of you would be Grinch?
We take turns every scene.
Yeah. Both Grinch.
Joey made me the Grinch for Christmas last year. I had to do a thing for Caroline. And his makeup art is incredible. One of you.
Yeah, you were a good Grinch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So which one are you going with, Whoville or Star Trek?
Star Trek. Anything that's not the Whoville. Star Trek.
Anything that's not Whoville.
Yeah, anything to make these two miserable.
I'm torn because I want to give Tommy the chance to like make this a more important vote, but if I vote for Whoville, he's just gonna vote.
Why don't you let Tommy have the next vote and you have the deciding one, Kenjack?
Yeah, let's do that.
Your heart. Well, I mean, I'm voting for fucking Whoville. Are you crazy? Yeah.
There you go, Tommy.
Sounds like someone's heart could get three times bigger right now, Kenjack.
So I'll say it. I want to vote right now for Star Trek, and I'll give Danny and Tommy a chance. Just sway. What's better than being in the future where everything is idyllic, utopian, fixed?
I got one word for you: Christmas.
They have Christmas in Star Trek.
No, it's not.
If you're constantly living in the future, what are you looking forward to? What's the future of the future if you're
the
already
future,
living
future,
in
the future?
More future.
And then do you have, I'm not big on Star Trek, is there a likelihood of getting killed at any time you wake up?
If you were like,
what color shirt you wear.
Yeah, just if you wear a red shirt, you're dead.
But no, okay, no,
that's horrible.
But that's only if you're fighting, if you're on a starship. Most people are going to be on Earth.
It's like if you're in the military.
It seems like there's way more danger.
Yeah.
Worst day in Star Trek is potentially every day. Worst day in Whoville, December 26th.
Yes. Yeah. And honestly not, because you get to play with all your new presents. All right, Santa exists in Grinch. Does Santa exist in Star Trek?
If you're going to holodeck, sure.
Well, no.
I can go to counterpoint.
Oh, you know what exists in Whoville? Traffic. You know what doesn't exist in Star Trek? Traffic. You can teleport.
There's not that much traffic in Whoville. I mean, during Christmas season, yeah, the town square gets a bit busy, but other than that, it's not that
much
traffic.
You're living on a snowflake.
No, there's also mini cars.
What if the snowflake melts?
Partake in traffic.
The tiny, I like
with
the tiny
big
cars.
Tree in the middle of the town.
What if the snowflake melts? The dust gets brushed away.
It's like a college town. It's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about
this?
That.
I was dismissing your point.
But I don't think
with a hand wave.
The Whos aren't, for what it's worth, Whos aren't self-aware enough to know they're living on a snowflake.
Yeah, we could be right now.
Yeah.
Right.
So they're stupid.
All right, so that swayed you, right, Kenjack?
You have to be a stupid person.
I'm still on Star Trek.
You know what? Me and Danny will go live a happy life together in Whoville. Mm. We'll be a gay couple, so we'll get a green freak of a baby, and we'll raise it.
You'll raise the Grinch, right?
And it becomes the Grinch.
Yeah,
that's fine. It'll be wonderful.
The winner of the bracket episode 154 is Star Trek. For those of you listening, watching on Thanksgiving, thank you. We're very thankful for you, and we'll see you guys in a few weeks. So no episode next week because I'll be out in old Istanbul with the whole crew getting our hairs fucking ripped out of our heads. So fun times. See you guys in a couple weeks.